Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that I saw all the signs. I have been absolutely, completely, and totally worried in a giant way that the federal government was going to move under globalist control to restrict the Second Amendment. And to basically, instead of just trying to eat around the edges, go for it all right now. There are repeals in hundreds of newspapers, police chiefs, company heads, members of Congress saying get rid of the Second Amendment outright. They're not arguing that the Second Amendment didn't mean you could own guns like they used to do. They're now saying let's just take the guns. Up at Infowars.com right now, we have this article. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And no, it's not the countless articles we've written the last 4 or 5 days since Friday's tragic events at Sandy Hook, or the video I put out called The Fix Is In, They Are Coming for Our Guns. No, that is a Reuters headline. A Reuters headline. I'm going to say that again. A Reuters headline. That's what Bloomberg meant last Saturday when he said use executive power to take the guns. This is Reuters, ladies and gentlemen. So now is the time for everyone to understand just how much trouble we're in. Before I get to all this news, and I will be calm, the Second Amendment's worth it. I will break down the facts and give you a battlefield report on what's about to happen. And we've got Larry Pratt, who was on yesterday. He went on Piers Morgan. It was unbelievable. On the dwindling, faltering state-run media of CNN. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour to talk about the incredible lies of Piers Morgan, and Piers Morgan was calling him a liar. And we're going to go over the statistics of the doubling of violent crime conservatively in the 15 years since England totally banned guns in the hands of citizens. And we're going to go over the FBI's own real crime statistics versus the hoax that you're seeing and the hoax that the media, the controlled corporate media, is putting out. But I want to say this again. They said before the election quietly that we're going to use executive orders to get the guns. Obama signed more executive orders than all presidents before him. The first executive orders were how much money Congress allotted to Martha Washington on the plate she was going to buy so she could put on state dinners at the president's residence at that time in New York. The president executes the laws. Now the president on war, on taxes, on cyber orders, on power plants, on everything is just signing orders. In fact, I meant to print this before. Will you guys type in ATF takes public comment on shotgun ban? Because a bunch of newspapers will come up, but there's the actual ATF filing last year, late 2011, about 13 months ago. Where they just said, we're just going to ban most shotguns. And then Congress said, no, there has to be a law, so they backed off. But that's the issue, is that this is what they're moving towards, a no-gun list, where they just put you on an executive list, as Rahm Emanuel called for. There it is, ATF to accept public comment prior to outlawing shotguns. Folks, people are saying, hey, this will cause a civil war. We've got articles where Mike Adams talked to a bunch of FBI and police he knows. They're like, well, that'll cause a civil war. They won't do it. Guys, that's the plan, okay? And they're going to initiate it even if they think it's unpopular and will fail because they want to label gun owners as terrorists. You've already seen that starting, saying we're the Klan, we're terrorists, kill us, arrest us, kill the NRA heads. That's all in the news. This is a plan to start a revolution in this country. We're really the counter-revolutionaries to the globalists, but they're going to be coming after us, and this is hardcore information. I'll break it all down. Straight ahead, Stuart Rhodes is joining us as well. Call everyone you know. Tell them tune in now, no matter how you're listening. We'll be back. sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping, who's watching out for intruders and spooks? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. SimpliSafe will stand guard protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that the globalists were getting ready to implode this country. I told you that they would blame preppers and patriots for mass shootings and attacks. I told you they would use executive orders and executive power to restrict the Second Amendment. Our so-called President Barry Sotero is speaking with Biden right now, going, we need to be able to know if somebody's got a criminal record. We need to have a background check. He was just saying that before we went live here. We're about to go to the feed. When they do a total background check, this guy had been refused not three, not four, but five times. This guy was under psychiatric care, undoubtedly on psychotropics, but they are trying to keep that sealed. This is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. They're creating a mass hoax. And now Reuters is reporting what Bloomberg called for. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And they go on to announce that's what's set to happen. I talked to a high-level congressional source on Monday who was going to get back with me, and then it just got lost in the fog of war. I need to call back and talk to that congressperson. I'll just leave it at that. Who who said the word is that they are going to use executive power to go after the guns. And that's why I told you that 3 weeks ago in the cover story in the magazine. We already knew that. That's what Larry Pratt said yesterday. He's joining us again today to respond to the president and also Piers Morgan trying to demonize him last night on the dwindling CNN. But he's got Biden with him, and he says, hey, you got a right to have arms, but we got a right to take military-style guns. That's what he's answering questions right now. Let's go to this disgusting press conference. Here it is.
Somebody like me. And what I said was that the ultimate package would involve a balance of spending cuts and tax increases. That's exactly what I've put forward.
Okay.
What I've said is that...
So again, he came out and talked about mass shootings and said we need to restrict the Second Amendment, you know, that you have a right basically to turn your guns in. And that everybody agrees you don't need these military-style weapons, which is all semi-autos, most guns. And again, guys, will you print me that ATF report? Because I want to show that to folks where they say, oh, we're going to make a rule and ban 60-plus percent of all shotguns. Oh, we're going to make a rule, and any shotgun that's semi-auto or a shotgun that could take a clip in the bottom, not by manufacture, but a shotgun that can take a clip by the gun being changed, converted, you're going to have to turn that in. Not just that you can't buy them anymore or manufacture them or import them. They're going to just take them. And here is Reuters, and you guys monitor it when he goes to gun questions. Tell me and we'll go back to him. Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. Reuters. Unburdened by re-election worries and empowered by law, and that's a lie. See, they're trying to give him the cover. To act without Congress. Did you hear that? Why even have a Congress? See, they're now saying, oh, we don't need Congress to launch wars. We don't need Congress for cybersecurity acts, take over the web. We don't need Congress to shut down power plants. We don't need Congress for carbon taxes. See how more and more is just act executively. This is how dictatorship works, by increment. And we've gone from the first executive orders, look them up, Martha Washington asking Congress for money to buy a bunch of state china plates and cutlery to be able to have the French ambassador there. That's one of the first executive orders. We've done a report on it. Go look them up. They're on the Library of Congress. The first executive orders were George Washington asking for the White House to be repainted. To now, hey, Congress, I'll go to war if I feel like it under NATO authority. It'd be bad enough if he said under presidential authority. That's dictator. This is dictator puppet, viceroy behavior. And now on every front, we keep explaining, and now there's all these voices from Michael Moore, former police chiefs, current police chiefs, the mayor of New York, Reuters. Listen to this. Unburdened by re-election worries and empowered by law to act without Congress, U.S. President Barack Obama could take action to improve background checks. Now, again, what they've proposed under Rahm Emanuel is that they just put you on a list that you can't own guns, even if you haven't been adjudicated mentally ill. He just said, if we don't like you, we think you're bad, we just put you on that list and no guns for you. We've played that clip ad nauseum, but I'm going to dig it back up and play it today, later in the hour. So see, it's, oh, that's reasonable background checks. Oh, it's reasonable. Let's have some TSA. Now they stick their hands down your pants. By the way, I've got some bad news. It's all over Texas news. It's on DrudgeReport.com. It's on Infowars.com. On video, just like with TSA, they pull over two good-looking women. They just pull them over, routine traffic stop, in front of the cameras, go in their pants, inside their bodies, with the same glove. And the state police of Texas say, hey, we'll do this anytime we want. This is good. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no emergency, no nothing. Just, turn around. I'm going in your body. And the hand goes in, and the women are like, what are you? It's incredible. It is incredible. I mean, folks, I've said I won't leave the U.S., but I mean, I can't let them do this to my kids. I was pulled over once by state police, and they were really eyeing my kids and looking at me, looking like sharks. And I started saying, man, I don't like how you're looking at my kids. And I just can't help it. I mean, I cannot be in a country like this. I mean, this country's like North Korea. all over Texas, they just pull you over and take the money out of your wallet now. I mean, this country's gone, man. If we don't, man, this government's out of control. I watched this video today of them ramming their hands in these women. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is rape. And the state police saw the video and said, we think this is good and we're going to admit this is official policy. They're out TSA and the TSA. And when I saw the headline, I said, I bet these women are hot blondes. Guess what they are? Wonder why you get into that business. Wonder why you want to ram your hand in a woman. I mean, this country is, and I'm sorry if you're tuning in on AM and FM and this sounds, it's just going on in the highways. I'm totally freaked out right now. I get in here every day and I read all this news and I see it all and I know how real it is and I know how much trouble we're in. And then I see the sheeple out there who have no idea how much danger they're in. And that's what's going to start revolution, is just when people know that when they get pulled over, they could have their wife and children drug off to be raped. And the women are suing, saying it's rape. And the state police are saying no. And they're suing the head of the DPS. They say, no, this is good. Hi, get out of the car. Okay, bend over. I mean, this country is in so much trouble, ladies and gentlemen, that the government is now forcibly inoculating school children all over the country without law. It's felony, and they're doing it. And telling parents, hey, cops aren't going to do anything. We're going to shoot your kid up. You only find out about it when the kids have convulsions. I mean, this government, we have just been eased into tyranny like the frog in the cold water and they turn the heat up. We're boiled, folks. And let me tell you something. It's always many times worse than I even know. In fact, I've had a little sick game around the office. It's really a journalistic action. The sickest thing you can think of, we'll search engine it, and the government's doing it. They're doing everything. Folks, let me get back to this, okay? Even without Congress, Obama could act to restrict guns. And the way they're going to do it is, hey, it's reasonable. We're just going to take all your semi-autos. And, hey, we're just going to put you on a no-gun buy list and make you turn them in if we say so. With all this data mining. Prospects for gun control, victim disarmament legislation, intensified in the wake of the school massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. As more pro-gun rights lawmakers said on Monday, they were open to the possibility while Obama said three cabinet members met with the White House to discuss the subject. Ladies and gentlemen, the Republicans are going to go along with all the tax increases, total taxes on, 75% on inheritance. They are going to go with TSA on the streets. They're going to go with saying you got to turn your guns in. That's where this is going. Folks, I'm telling you, this isn't just going to be you can't sell semi-autos anymore. They've been given the war. They pulled three shows off Discovery alone that are top-rated gun shows. They're canceling shows everywhere else. They are pulling guns out of Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, and most of the other places we called. And again, they've been given the corporate jurisdiction word at these CFR real government councils, these corporate councils. This is the time to make their full move and go, you're a Nazi, you're a demon, the NRA needs to die. We're seeing this mainstream news. No one's getting arrested. They're calling for the murder of Wayne LaPierre. They're calling for the murder of the NRA board. We've got an NRA board member coming on tomorrow. They are just wholesale. This is their revolution against America. And by the way, Rob Dew did a report last night with news clips, with eyewitnesses. These aren't rumors. Saying, oh, I saw the guy in the camo and the bag. And, he said, I'm not the one. And the cops took him away and they won't say who he is. And yeah, it looks like the guy that was in the school with the other person. Folks, they did this. What you do. And remember all the, over 100 FBI deals, even mainstream media admitted, where they would go find mentally ill people and give them a bomb, train them, take them to bomb the Christmas tree in Portland or whatever. And then it came out they were setting up mentally ill people. And this guy was now under psychiatric daily visits. He was about to be committed. He's going. He's on these drugs, undoubtedly. He's a wind-up toy. They bring him in. They kill him. He's wearing a mask. The real shooters kill. Exfiltrate out. I mean, they've done it before. They did Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment. And this goes on to say the ATF can just ban guns with rules under law. It's not true. They just say it. They're hoaxing dumb people. And that Obama can sign executive orders and that the word is he is. Okay? And we'll give you more on what he's been talking about in this press conference coming back. Larry Pratt is coming up with an update. It's on, folks.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, a transcript of Obama's statements is not out yet, but my team wrote notes on what he said, and we do have a USA Today report that has some of the quotes. And Obama has done what we knew he would do. He is enlisting all Americans to join him in a crusade against, quote, military-style weapons. That's almost all handguns and rifles. They're saying only hunting stuff, basically, which is not what the Second Amendment is about. Okay, so they're going with that, like, hey, you got a right to have guns. You can have that single-shot shotgun or rifle. We're taking everything else. So we have this information. He lists all the massacres with pleasure, and he's willing to bet, that's a quote, that responsible gun owners don't want criminals to have weapons of war. And then he went on to say there's no background check, and we need a background check. I mean, wow, really playing on the dumb public. It's like they keep saying, everybody's got machine guns. Nobody's got machine guns. And machine guns hardly ever get used in crimes. You got to jump through 100 hoops to get one. And let me give you a newsflash. They're not very good for killing people. So the military goes to single and three burst. But again, these anti-gunners, they know that. The general public that isn't into guns, they count on them being ignorant. And the gun culture was the top rated shows everywhere. A&E, Discovery, history, just, I never even watched television. I turned it on and every show was people, you know, shooting guns and women getting into guns and every women's magazine I saw. I mean, even the local Chronicle. You see, so they're panicking and they're pushing everything they've got. And Aaron ran up to me and reminded me the 68 Gun Control Act was pushed on the back of JFK being killed because why, they could just buy a gun through the mail. And of course, Lee Harvey Oswald could have walked into any shop without his name and just bought that rifle. But no, it had to be by mail so they could shut that down. And then they couldn't pass it, and so RFK got killed. And it's now come out, Sirhan Sirhan, in mainstream news, didn't shoot Kennedy, and the CIA was there, and we know the name of the CIA agent asset that did it. So the government did JFK and RFK and used it to pass the 68 Gun Control Act. And then crime rates exploded because citizens couldn't get guns. Then people started going through the hoops to get the concealed carry, all the rest of it, and crime rates have dropped. And I'm going to go over that after Larry Pratt leaves us today. I'm going to play the video and audio of him being attacked on Piers Morgan while I show viewers the FBI's own statistics and then show you Europe's statistics and England's statistics and Mexico's statistics, showing that as we got more guns, crime went down, not what Piers Morgan is saying. Again, it's all about perception. Just like for 2 years, most people wouldn't go in the water because of Jaws that came out in the early 70s. And we have the newspaper articles. I'm going to do another report on it, showing where people would panic and not go in the water, and beaches lost more than half their customers for at least 2 years. They had to do PSAs saying there's not great white sharks here. You know, they kill a few people a year worldwide. It's not a problem. And it's the same mass hoax, ladies and gentlemen. 88 mass people died this year in mass shootings. 88. 88. Most of those were gang-related. But Obama doesn't care. You would think the end of the world happened because they show you the kids, they use them, they dangle them in front of you, using their deaths to disarm this country and bring us all into the darkness of the megacities where they've taken the citizens' guns that have such high crime rates and where the people are fed on. They're going to lead anti-gunner. Biden has been tapped to lead it. We have a deep obligation, all of us, to try and end gun violence. Yeah, they say never again can there be any guns, period, in a shooting. Obama said at the White House, this time the words need to lead to action. And as Reuters reported, a bunch of Republicans have lined up and said, yep, we're going to not just put people on a no-gun buy list for no reason. We need to shut down all sale of semi-autos, and we need to turn them in. They're going to go, that's reasonable. You don't want to kill the kids, do you? Time to turn your guns in. You have a right to a Second Amendment, a right to turn them in. It's here. Because, folks, they've already gutted all your pension funds. They're already all gone. They're already gone, just like Europe. They're going to implode this place totally, and they want to be able to come around, just pick you up and take you to jail, do whatever they want with you. The police have been trained and hired to do body cavity searches of women, you name it, on the side of the road. Children, old people. They're setting up checkpoints everywhere. The feds are run by foreign banks. We're going under full occupation. Now Obama put an internet kill switch in. Congress wouldn't pass it. Mainstream news even said it was the end of internet freedom. He just said, I've signed an order, but it's secret. Congress can't see it. I mean, Congress makes the laws. But the UN bragged, hey, it gives us control of the web and we can censor. See, it's on. It's on. See, all you fools that don't want guns, you don't understand. They're going to take everything else. The entire Bill of Rights. You think stuff's bad now? They're coming with the Fairness Doctrine to shut down talk radio. We'd all better stand up against this hoax now, or they're going to take us down. They're coming. They're coming. This is it. This is it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen,
you'll take my life, but I'll take yours too.
It's on.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through.
Foreign banks have seized this country. They brag in their own financial publications, like the Financial Times of London, Bloomberg, you name it, that don't worry, we've signed America and Europe onto our 1.5 quadrillion derivatives, and there's no way their governments are getting out of this. They say they have signed on. We are taking over these countries, period, and we are bringing them down, and we're going to get rid of their standard of living, and we're going to sign their kids onto all of our debt, and they've announced themselves world rulers. We have an article titled, Bankers Declare They've Captured and Conquered the United States and Europe, and it has dozens of links and video clips to them openly bragging in everyone's face that they have been able to do this. Now, it's very simple. The last thing they've got to get is our guns. They're already announcing they'll take your property without due process. They're already announcing the IRS won't let you leave the country if they feel like it. No judge, no jury. You just can't leave. No judge, no jury. They just take your bank account. They're going down a list of every basic liberty and getting rid of it. They're going down a list of every tyranny, and they're putting it in its place. We historically know what this means. We historically understand how tyrannies take over time and time and time again. And we are now going into this system full bore. And it is so painful to see the fact that our country has gotten to this point and is in the grip of hardcore mafia that is dangling 20 dead, sad little children and their families and the sadness they're going through in our face to terrorize us and say, you're not a good person if you don't turn your guns in. You're not a good person if you don't go along with all of this. You are a bad person if you don't submit to all of this tyranny. I mean, it is clear, total, in our face, psychological warfare, and it is being announced all over the news that they are going to come after our guns, period. This is the setup. And they're not going to stop, okay? They've already gone for broke. These are criminals. And they're engaged in psych warfare. And any of these businesses that say they're not going to sell guns, well, look, it's Walmart, it's Dick's, it's these big globalist multinationals. They're controlled by the mega corporations. They're controlled by the mega banks. They know what they're doing. They know what their agenda is. And again, they have to kill the gun culture now, because out of the gun culture, the rest of the liberty culture is growing. Now, on the Larry Pratt issue, guys, I know he's trying to get through right now. We'll go with phone, anything we've got, okay? Okay. All right. Anyways, he's not going to be able to be on soon is the issue, because he's only had a 10-minute window. I know. That's because, that's because we didn't tell him. When we say we need to talk to Larry Pratt, we have to tell them it's for the radio. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is a very desperate time for our republic. The most desperate it's ever been since our founding. Larry Pratt joins us. He was viciously attacked and called all sorts of names last night in absolute demonization by a foreigner whose ancestors undoubtedly fought against this country, trying to take our guns in 1776, and told he was all manner of bad things. And then Piers Morgan put out a bunch of propaganda saying that, crime rates went down when they took guns in England. I have the statistics here while Larry Pratt talks. I'm going to be showing you some of these headlines. But Larry, thank you on short notice for coming on again today. I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to what Piers Morgan said uninterrupted here on air for a few minutes, because he was talking over you the entire time.
Alex, it was an extraordinary experience. And here, silly me, I thought that the Brits were such a staid group of people. But you saw it, I guess. The guy melted down. He absolutely couldn't get his head around the fact that people should be able to defend themselves and not wait for 20 minutes after they've been murdered for the police to arrive. That was just not something that fit inside his head. And so he resorted to ad hominem. And I thought at the time, this is great. This guy is exposing himself to the world that he's a loser, that's the best he can do, that's his idea of an argument. He's lost all of the rational discussion, can't compete in that arena, so he resorts to name-calling. And I thought, this is wonderful. This is what I would, this, it doesn't get any better than this.
Man, you are right. And again, I've never seen such demonization of gun owners like he was doing to you. It's just amazing. What do you make of Obama's announcement and Reuters saying that he's going to use executive orders and ATF rules? That's what you said yesterday was the route you thought they'd take.
It is the pattern that the president has shown. That's the way he is conducting himself. In his view, evidently, the fact that he barely got 50-plus percent of the vote means he can do anything he wants, that he's not the president in a constitutional republic where the president can do certain things, and most things the president cannot do. According to the president's view now, Barack Obama thinks he can do just about any bloody thing he can get away with. And that's a gross misunderstanding of the office of president, but it's apparently not the misunderstanding that a communist has, and that's really the way the president thinks. He was educated that way. He is a full-bore Marxist, and this guy is after and grabbing a hold of every bit of power and centralizing it in his hands. And as he said, even before the election, we should have been listening. If the Congress won't go along with me, then I'm just going to have to take action myself. Well, hello, Mr. Dictator. I guess you will.
What about the point that Mexico has a total gun ban for citizens and has had 50,000 plus dead the last few years? What about the fact that, I mean, England's crime rate doubled after they took guns? I just showed their own numbers. They're the most dangerous country in Europe. Who's the safest? Switzerland, with more guns per capita than we've got.
Does not compute. That just doesn't fit inside the cranium of the normal liberal thinker. I was just being interviewed, as you called in, by PBS, and it does not fit. They cannot accept the idea that when you take guns away from decent people, from the average citizen, that things are they can't buy into the idea that things will get worse, because their assumption is that you and I can't be trusted. You and I are too juvenile. You and I are too impetuous. Well, perhaps what they're doing is projecting from themselves onto us. And I think a lot of the debate is to point out to them, hey, guys, we ain't like you. We really are different. We can control ourselves. We can control our tempers. We can walk around with guns and we never shoot anybody. Our guns are safer than Ted Kennedy's car. Our guns kill fewer people than Ted Kennedy's car. And they don't like to hear that, of course.
Larry Pratt, I know you've got to go, and I appreciate the short notice. I know you're working 18 hours a day right now to defend the Republic. Gunowners.org, everybody should go immediately. Join, at least sign up for the free email alerts and get active. I want to, though, give you a chance to respond back here to Piers Morgan, anything you'd like to say to him, because as you've been talking, I've showed England's crime rate highest in Europe 15 years after they banned guns from one of the safest countries in Europe. I've shown Mexico after the gun ban, most dangerous country in this hemisphere, and I'm showing FBI.gov statistics. As gun ownership goes up, the last 20 years, but especially the last five, crime rates plunging more than 20% just the last 4 or 5 years. So here's the facts for Piers Morgan on screen for people. So what can we do rallying right now, sir? We're showing Piers Morgan, FBI.gov, crime rate, violent crime rates plunging. I've got hundreds of pages of this. So there's your proof. You're the liar or you're ignorant. Nothing against Brits. Go back to your own country where they're, you know, may have hacking charges, you know, on him. I guess he can't go back. They may arrest him. But what do you want to say to Piers Morgan in closing? And then what can we do to save the Republic? Is this not the ultimate assault we're about to see start?
It looks like we are at least where we were after Columbine. We managed to get through that, but it was because the American people communicated with their politicians and said, don't buy into the media lie. If you vote to take my guns away, if you vote to restrict my ability to get and to carry guns, I'm coming for you in the next election. They've got to understand that this is a career-changing moment. They're either going to be on the side of the Republic or against it. If they want to be with Piers Morgan, that's fine. But just remember, there will be consequences.
Well, that's the big problem. I've talked to top election fraud experts like Bev Harris, who's nonpartisan. She said she's never seen this much fraud, and most of the fraud was against Romney. Not that he was even good. The fix was in there, too. They stole the election. That's what I'm worried about, Larry. There's so much election fraud now. They're about to legalize the 30 million illegals. But they know this is their last shot because America is starting to wake up. I'm not just saying that, but that's why we're in so much danger, folks, is because we can beat the collectivists, and so now they are like cornered zombies.
That's right. They had to steal the last election or they could not have won, and it's up to us to become part of the election machinery, to become part of those officials that are sitting there. It's a long day. It's like 5 in the morning until 7, 8 at night, maybe 9 or 10 at night. It's a killer day, but it's either that or the Republic. Take your choice.
Well, I'm going to say this right now to everybody out there. So many people I know, including combat veterans, say when they come for the guns, I'm going to go Rambo. Folks, let's go Rambo in the info war, going in the police stations with literature, waking them up, going to your city councils, going to your state houses, going to your media, calling into talk radio, calling the White House, calling the NRA and saying you better not waffle because, you know, they're going to give a press conference, Larry. And Reuters is saying he may go dictator. They're calling for him to use, quote, executive power. And they're bragging that all these Republicans are about to line up. I've talked to some people on the Hill. I know you've talked to more. The word is a bunch of Republicans are gonna go with this because of campaign donations. Can we hold the line, or will these traitors sell us out, Larry? Is this it?
Well, that's the issue. You put your finger on it, and it's up to us to make our voices heard. If they realize that they may be hearing something on CNN and Piers Morgan, but if they hear something many times more coming from their grassroots, they're going to realize that the media is talking to itself. And they better not go with the media, because the media is not going to protect them when we come to vote.
That's right. God bless you. Gunowners.org. Folks, they don't pay me to say this, though I'd love to get them as a sponsor. Ladies and gentlemen, you are insane if you don't go sign up for a membership or a lifetime membership, or if you don't go at least sign up for the free email alerts, and they will give you up to the minute. If the NRA was half as good as GOA, we would not be in the situation. The NRA supported the 68 Gun Control Act. In closing, how do people go and sign up to be members, or how do they just flat out donate, Larry?
Well, you've told them that gunowners.org is the easiest way. If they can't get on the web, it's 888-888-6GUNS, 888-886-GUNS, but gunowners.org is certainly the easiest.
Now, listen, you're kind of the opposite of me, not in politics, but when it comes to your demeanor, but I mean, I wear my emotions, but also my brain, what I've thought about on my sleeve. I think about things coldly, but then I get on air and you know, get hyped up because that's just how I am, because this politics is war.
That's why we love you, Alex.
But Larry, you're somebody, I know you got to go, that always kind of downplays things just because you're the calm, cool, collected guy. How bad is it? I mean, I'm here saying I've never seen anything like this. My gut tells me, but also politically. Red alert. I mean, is this DEFCON 1? I mean, is this like red alert, sir?
Yes, sir. It is as bad as it was after Columbine. We were looking at a situation where gun control legislation looked to be inevitable. Well, it wasn't. And it wasn't because we stood up and we told the politicians, go back in your hole. Don't even think about it, or else you're not going to be around after the next election. That's what we need to tell them.
Absolutely. The only problem is Clinton was leaving office. We now have Obama not facing reelection, 4 horrible, cold years, and he's talking about executive action, and the media is telling him, go ahead and do it. We'll give you cover. I think this is worse. I think this is the worst we've ever faced.
It could be. Certainly, we've got a guy that doesn't seem to have any scruple about doing anything, no matter how illegal. And so it's up to us to put the heat primarily on the Republicans in the House and to tell them, cut off the money. Because if there's no money for these rascals, no money for these dictators, they don't volunteer. They'll go away.
And undoubtedly, sir, is it not dictatorship when the media says become a dictator?
Oh, when the media is applauding, it makes it very likely that they're going to think, this is my moment. Well, it may be their moment to be defeated if we keep our wits about us and we don't fall for the inevitability notion that they're trying to give us, that somehow this is something that we can't stop. I heard that message before. Over 10 years ago, after Columbine.
That's right.
And it wasn't inevitable.
Gunowners.org. I know you've got to go. Thank you for the time. God bless you, Larry Pratt.
You too, Alex. Thank you.
That's the chairman. Thank you. That's the chairman of Gun Owners. And folks, my crew are really great people. Larry was behind in his PBS interview, and I was getting really mad because they weren't getting him on. I'm usually nice to the crew. I'm going to be honest with you. I got to be nice to my wife and kids, too, because, you know, my son was up here yesterday, and you know, he'd come over and pat me on the shoulder, and I'd be like, hold on. And I've never been like that in my life, and it's because I am in total war mode. Okay, so we've all got to be nice to each other, and we've all got to be nice to our husbands and wives and our crew members and all of us. I know as patriots and people that are informed, we know evil when we see it, but let's keep the ammo downrange, because I got to tell you, I mean, at a sixth sense animal level, I know I'm under attack. And I knew it was coming before this happened, I told you. I mean, it's on. And folks, my gut tells me they staged this. They bare minimum, that guy was now the police say all the computers have been wiped and Easter bunnies are real. And the other shooters are saying, don't worry about that. And there were other people. They did it. My gut tells me they did it.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers. Top rental guns with scopes. All food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you just tuned in, I want you to call everybody you know, whether it's on a local AM or FM station, whether you're listening via the audio feeds at InfoWars.com, whether you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, every membership is 10 memberships. Share that username and passcode that you've got make sure it's a private one that's just for the site. You know, don't, if you use a passcode that's your other passcode, don't share it. You can go create a new one, by the way, at prisonplanet.tv and give it, or go buy another membership for $5.95 a month and then give it to 10 people right now and tell them tune in. Listen, I've committed to stay in this country, but I intellectually and politically know what we're facing. This is a real authoritarian takeover, okay? That isn't hyperbole. It's going to get bad. And all you idiots out there that think you're going to get a free ride from the government, you're laughing about all this, you're crazy. Now I want to play about 4 minutes from Piers Morgan before we go to break and come back with some breaking news with the head of Oath Keepers. While Piers Morgan is calling Larry Pratt a liar on Communist News Network last night, while this foreigner, nothing against foreigners, but I mean, don't come to my country and tell me give up my rights, especially when I had a war with your king over this 200 something years ago, punk. Kind of a touchy subject, Redcoat. Why don't you get out of my country? You and Fareed Zakaria, get out. Get out, you Bilderberg trash! Excuse me. Get out of my country, scum! While he's talking, I'm going to be showing statistics where their crime rate exploded in England, highest in Europe after they took the guns, and how our crime rate is dropping. Guns are saving this country, and they are taking each little crime and making it huge on the news to give you the perception. Just like Jaws made people think there were great whites eating everybody. 5 great white deaths a year. Not real, folks. This isn't real. Let's start playing this piece of trash. Here it is.
I think we need to ban gun control laws that keep people from being able to protect themselves. The problem is not going to go away if we ban this or that gun. We've tried that. That doesn't work. Doesn't even work in England. You've had mass murders there. All over Europe there have been mass murders.
You're
the solution is for people
utter,
to be able to defend themselves at the point of the crime
nonsense.
And not wait for 20 minutes for the police to come after everybody's dead.
Mr. Pratt was an absolute lie. The gun murder rate in countries like Britain or Germany or Australia, who've all suffered massacres many years ago of similar nature, have they are 35 people killed a year. Your country
your murder
is 12,000.
Your murder rate is lower than ours. That is true.
Lower?
Your
it's
violent
35
crime,
against 12,000.
Your violent
in
crime rate.
They had a
your
massacre,
violent crime rate is higher than
weapons.
Ours, as is the violent crime rate in Australia. America is not the Wild West that you are depicting. We only have the problem in our cities and unhappily in our schools, where people like you have been able to get laws put on the books that keep people from being able to defend themselves. I honestly don't understand why you would rather have people be victims of a crime than be able to defend themselves. It's incomprehensible.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
It seems to me that you're morally obtuse. You seem to prefer being a victim to being able to prevail over the criminal element. And I don't know why you want to be the criminal's friend.
What a ridiculous argument. You have absolutely no coherent argument whatsoever. You don't give a damn, do you, about the gun murder rate in America? You don't actually care. All you
it
care
seems
about
to me that
is the
facts
right
don't
for
bother
any
you,
American
do they, Mr. Morgan?
To, you would like
fact,
to see... But
facts
let's go
don't
through
seem
this.
To... They bounce right off of
no,
your
no, let's
head.
No, let's deal with
you're,
some facts.
You're speaking oblivious...
Can you answer
that
my
saved
question?
Your lives. I'm answering your question. I wish you could understand it. Because you're
would
talking
you like
against
see, would you like to see?
You're
would you like to see?
Against people being
would you
able
like to see teachers armed
and
with
you don't want to hear it.
All right, that's enough. Hit pause.
No, I don't mind hearing it. I think it's
I'm going to play this all for Stuart Rhodes coming up. And then we've got the state police now pulling people over. No due process, no probable cause, and going inside women's bodies now. And the state police stand behind this. I mean, I'm living in the Twilight Zone.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Calling all patriots, calling anyone who's awake and under globalist mind control. They're stealing the pension funds, imploding the dollar, getting rid of the borders, bringing in world government, total NSA spying, 1.6 billion bullets, armored vehicles and treaded tanks being cashed and delivered into all major municipalities in preparation for total war against the American people, total federalization of police. They're trying to fire all the good cops and have nothing but insane people that will give your wife cavity searches without warrants on the side of the road with no probable cause, just randomly. We are entering authoritarianism. But the gun culture laid down by our forebears in a fight against the redcoats is now reactivating and is the number one shows all over TV. And you look at the top 10 shows on cable, half of them are gun shows. Everybody's getting into guns. I told you we've been winning culturally, but the empire was going to strike with everything they've got. And some stations don't carry this segment, so whatever our guest talks about, I want him to recap afterwards. But I tell you, my wife tells me she's never seen me this serious. She's never seen me work this much. I've been working from like 6 in the morning until about midnight. She says she's never seen me not smile. And it's because, folks, my gut and intellectually, I know they're coming down with both feet. The whole future of our country, everything is going to be governed here. And all of you out there that think that you are just going to turn your guns in or you don't have guns, you idiots. They're going to take everything. They want the guns because they want to do stuff so bad, they know with their computers that can predict future events in mass movements. They admit this, that there's going to be a resistance and we're going to win. So they want to trick us into turning our guns in, kind of like our forebears will do to the Native Americans. Turn your weapons in, we'll be your friends. You were really dumb to do that. You're going to a reservation, if you get uppity, we're going to shoot you. Folks, I'm not going to turn them in, okay? Let me tell you, this isn't just some garden variety tyranny. The globalists are the nastiest the world's ever seen. They put Lenin, Stalin, Mao, and Hitler in on record. Congressional hearings. The church hearings, the tax-free foundation hearings on it. Stuart Rose, we're going to break here in a minute. Obviously, I want your take on all this. But, I mean, we knew it was coming because the globalists like to brag, but they're going to move with an executive order or just ATF rules. And it looks like they may order semi-autos actually turned in if they think they can get away with it, Stuart.
Yes, this is what we knew was going to happen ever since the Heller decision, which left the door open to what the court called, you know, reasonable restrictions on the types of firearms. That's why that was actually a defeat for the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment was exactly about military weapons. That's the whole point, is to preserve the military capacity of the American people. And so when they tell you, we're not disarming you, we're only going to take away your assault rifles, your military rifles, that is exactly what the Second Amendment was meant to protect. And so it is an attempt to disarm us. This is going to be the fight.
That's right. When we come back, I want to recap all that. But Switzerland, we're modeled, if you people that study history, off Switzerland and the Netherlands. The Netherlands has since gotten rid of their local militias. But for those that don't know, Switzerland is modeled off of a 400-year-old model. In the Netherlands, pirates would come in and raid the incredibly lucrative, wealthiest shipyards in the world. So the locals organized, armed with their own cannons, their own little fortresses, their own weapons, the militia. That was then picked up by the Swiss. That's where we got it. And the whole thing is about, we are the military.
Absolutely. That was the whole point. That was the founder's answer to that ancient question of who shall guard the guardians, is that the people themselves are the militia. They are the military force inside the United States. They're supposed to be capable of resisting invasion, of overthrowing the insurrectionist, anybody who wants to commit an insurrection, and for executing the law of the Union. You're not capable of doing that unless you have military arms. That's the whole point. It's like Trench Cox, the Founding Fathers, said. He said, Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the
soldier. Stay there. I want the full quote when we come back. That's right. The birthright is military arms.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have talked to members of Congress on and off air. I have talked to Stuart Rhodes with his police and military sources all over the U.S. and worldwide. I have talked to Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, the only real Second Amendment group in this country. Not attacking the NRA, folks, but they're soft and been soft from the start. They supported the 68 Gun Control Act. The Republicans, and they're in Reuters bragging, are lining up to support outright gun bans. Reuters and AP and others are saying, make Obama dictator. Even Caesar refused the crown twice. No, three times. And the fourth time, agreed to be dictator in Rome. We are going that direction. The government's building up against us, illegally surveilling us, launching all these giant wars, debasing the dollar. I have video we're going to play later, an audio of squad car footage in Texas of women pulled over in a routine traffic stop, and just out of the blue, the women are nice. They're both attractive, by the way. A female officer comes and sticks their hands in their pants and goes in their body. And the state police say, no, this is, we're going to do this at just regular stops now. Listen, you're not pulling me over and sticking your hands in my rear end. It ain't happening. Okay. I mean, I'm done. I mean, in North Korea, they take you off to a torture center. They don't stick their hands in people on the road. No one does that. No one's ever done that. And folks, I'm always trying to do a report listing all the tyranny, and I just get lost in hundreds of points. You think of all the government lies. Think of all the government corruption. Sure, you can find individuals in the government who aren't bad people, but our government's run by foreign megacorporations that brag they've conquered this country, and now the government says they're taking our guns, whether we like it or not. Stores from Walmart to Dick's are saying we're not going to sell semi-auto. Cheaper than dirt, biggest online seller of guns, not going to sell guns. Three Discovery Channel shows canceled in 24 hours. One of them, the second highest rated on the network. They just canceled the other big show. So it's actually four shows. Ted Nugent. High rated. Because it was good-looking women out there learning how to shoot, men shooting, target practice, how to build guns. I'm telling you, I've been telling this for years, the gun culture has been on fire. I've been in the corporate meetings. And you always sign non-disclosures with these, but I can talk about the general fact of some of the people I've talked to. Discovery, History, A&E, the production companies for them, Time Warner, HBO, BBC. You want me to keep going here? I was pitched American Conspiracies, that's what Ventura called his book, by the BBC for Court TV that became True TV 6 years ago. Ventura was pitched that show. That was my show. And I didn't even care. I wouldn't go through the trouble. I said, no, I'm not going to fly all over the country and do all this, be part of your show and have you control it. I turned the thing down. They even made a pilot that I put out of that. I'm going to go to Stuart Rhodes. My point is that I've been in these meetings, and I've been in these meetings over the last 10 years. So when I say I've turned down 10, I mean with contracts. They're like, oh, you won't take $300,000 for the first season? I know that's not a lot, but most people don't get paid their first season. The second, it could be, you know, millions, like, you know, Jesse James. Don't you want to be like Jesse James? I'm like, well, no, I actually know Jesse James. By the way, he says he'll come on the show. The point, I'm not name dropping either. It's just all ridiculous. The point is that people think I'm joking about that. I think it's time to drop the hammer. Just get those folks on. The point is that I've been in these meetings, offered it, and didn't do it because they can control it. But even when they were controlling it, I remember 5, 6, 7 years ago, they were going, we know guns are the hottest thing. We've done focus groups. We've done tests. We know it'll get top ratings. They won't let us. Well, finally the dam broke. And all they, you see television. All it is gun shows now. And the power structure's like, we're going to lose it all because guns are American culture. You're the military. You're the civil defense. And I showed last hour the FBI's new crime statistics. For 21 years, crime has been dropping, but most of it in the last five since gun ownership went totally insane. And I'm going to show you the 20-year graphs, the 6-year graphs, the 3-year graphs. If you're watching on InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not, I'll give you the URL, the name. It's FBI Violent Crime Statistics, FBI.gov. They get on the news and they hoax you and they lie to you. And they tell you that there's an epidemic of crime. Well, it's an epidemic when one child gets kidnapped and killed. You know, they say ban electrical tape when somebody uses that to kill a little kid. Put over their nose and mouth. No. Did the electrical tape do it? No. The point is that some crazies, always on psychotropics, in every case I've seen, go out and do this, and they pick victim disarmament zones that have been advertised of, well, how do you kill yourself? Well, you can go aim a gun at a cop or rob a bank. No. Go out big and infamous. You know, you're a drug head on antipsychotic medication that makes you psychotic. It says on the insert. What does the media advertise? Public schools. You go there. There'll be nobody with guns. You can go in and take out a couple classes before the cops get there. When the cops get there, they either shoot themselves or aim the gun at the cop and wait. The police will tell you in every case because it's a sicko type, which, by the way, fits mind control programming. You can say they're either programmed, which we know some were, or or it's just cultural programming. But that's what Manchurian candidates do after they commit a bunch of crime. They dispose of themselves. It's called disposal mechanism. But regardless of that, they are canceling top-rated shows that make millions of dollars a week. I happen to know what these shows make. Millions a week. A top-rated show on Discovery Channel can make $5 million in one night. Guess how much one of those shows cost to make? About $500,000. Their biggest one's $1 million. Some of them $100,000. Ladies and gentlemen, they just turned loose of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars at Discovery alone and their entire winning lineup because they're owned by globalists and they know we're winning. Now, I'm going to shut up and give them the floor until we go to break, but Stuart Rhodes is the founder and president of Oath Keepers, wanting to tell folks about Operation Sleeping Giant. He's got his operation. We've got ours. Stuart graduated summa cum laude from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He worked as a professional sculptor and as a Nevada State Certified Concealed Carry instructor. After college, he worked for Representative Ron Paul, Republican of Texas, and his D.C. staff. Then he graduated from Yale with his top scores is how he got in there, not the way everybody else does. In 2004, where his paper, Solving the Enemy Combatant Status, won Yale's Judge William E. Miller Prize for Best Paper on the Bill of Rights. He assisted teaching U.S. military history at Yale History Department, was a Yale research scholar, top of his class there, folks, and is now writing a book on the dangers of applying the laws of war to the American people. While practicing law in Montana, he's also served as a volunteer firefighter, and he helped us win a case against Pittsburgh for arresting one of my reporters. So he's a good lawyer at the same time, a constitutional lawyer. Oathkeepers.org, and he also was retired from the Army in a nighttime parachuting accident in rough terrain, which he luckily survived. Gunowners.org was on last hour saying we're going into dictatorship, basically agreeing. Stuart Rhodes, I think our only problem is underestimating how evil the enemy is, not just intellectually, at my gut level. I have never been hammered like this with total prepare for, you know, war. I mean, my body is just 100% on right now because, you know, your subconscious is more powerful. It's able to scan all the data, and it's telling me danger, Will Robinson. Stuart Rhodes.
No, you're correct. I mean, they're going for the throat. They're taking advantage of this mass murder of these little kids as their watershed event. This is like the 9/11 for the right to bear arms. And just like the neoconservatives went for the throat for the rest of the Bill of Rights, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments in particular, the anti-gunners are going after the Second Amendment with a vengeance. And as you said earlier, it's not just Democrats. You've got, is it Peter King from New York? You've got these horrendous, you know, so-called Republicans.
Rubio.
Yes, exactly. They're all, you know, and they're buying the same line of nonsense that the Democrats are selling, is that, well, assault weapons is not really protected. They're not protected under the Second Amendment. That we're not going to try to disarm you. We're just taking away your assault weapons. Well, that is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment, is your military pattern.
Explain that history to people. You've taught history. Break it down.
You are the militia. As you said earlier, the American people were meant to be the military force of the nation. A really good quote was from Founding Father Trench Cox, who said, "The power of the sword," and this is, he was speaking in favor of the new Constitution back in 1788, "that the power of the sword," says the minority, "is in the hands of Congress. But my friends and countrymen, it is not so. For the powers of the sword are in the hands of the yeomanry of America from 16 to 60. The militia of these free commonwealths, entitled and accustomed to their arms, when compared with any possible army, must be tremendous and irresistible. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Is it feared then that we shall turn our arms, each man against his own bosom? Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of Americans. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will always remain in the hands of the people." So anybody who tells you that it's okay and constitutional to take away your M1A, your M1 Garand, your FAL, your HK-91, your
M4,
is a liar. They are lying to you. Either they're a useful idiot or a willful traitor who are lying to you, trying to deceive you to think that it's about duck hunting, that it's about even personal defense. It's not even about personal defense. It's about the military capacity of the American people to overthrow a tyrant. That's what it's about. And to also be the personal security of yourself, your community, and your state, so you don't need a large standing army. That's the point.
I want to show people the crime statistics and read them for radio listeners when we come back, but we're also going to talk about something you posted at oathkeepers.org, my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us by any assault weapons ban. Stuart, you're really putting out a Declaration of Independence, not just one of secession by the states to reconstitute the republic. You're going with a full Declaration of Independence here.
Well, I'm just stating the obvious, that we're in a position that our forefathers were in back in 1774 and 1775. They've assaulted in a long chain of abuses almost every provision in the Constitution.
No, stay there. You're right. No, now they pull you over with no probable cause, just randomly, and cram their hands into your body. I mean, the government is psychopath.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere.
BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never.
All right, going back to Stuart Rose, and then I want to give the number out. I'll keep it a little bit in the next hour if he can do it and take your phone calls. And I've got some special reports I want to air here as well, dealing with Obama and the gun grab. But we don't want to burn ourselves out. I know we're all hyped up and running around like chickens with our heads cut off. One group of us are. Others are just kind of like, well, I guess that's the way it is. We need to just be steady and focused and expose these people and realize they're running a giant hoax that, oh, yeah, you can have your Second Amendment. It means you can turn them in. And, come on, Republicans, we're just being reasonable. That's the plan. And then they'll have another mass shooting, another Prozac head. And then, oh, we got to take even more now. That's how they do it. If you go to Infowars.com, you'll see some of these headlines. How the Newtown Massacre Became a Mind Control Event by John Rappaport, great investigative journalist. Reuters calls for Obama to act as a dictator and ban guns. I mean, this is amazing. Former Seattle police chief demands repeal of the Second Amendment. A lot of them are just saying, okay, you have the right, let's repeal it. It goes on. More lies. TSA says it will commission independent body scanner health study, but won't let Congress see it. Top retail gun supplier suspends all firearm sales effective immediately. See, the word's going out. I mean, they're going to shut it down. Discovery Channel cancels another two of its shows. Going back to Stuart, it says, my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us by means of an assault weapons ban. Give us your pledge here on air. And I hope that others speak out with their pledge, because we are the majority of people that know how to tie their shoelaces. You know, the welfare heads and stuff don't count. We are the power in this country, but we better exercise it now. Because they're, while conservatives are all going, let's let the dust settle, the children haven't been buried yet, while conservatives are sitting back really out of fear of being demonized, and while constitutionalists are, the globalists are running around berserking, pushing their hoax.
Well, yeah, and what's happening now is you're finding out who the actual, you know, who the mealy-mouthed, fake conservatives and fake constitutionalists really are. All these big outlets that are taking guns off the shelf, all these conservatives, so-called conservatives, who are now willing to put guns on the table and talk about a assault weapons ban. These are people who never understood the right to bear arms, never understood the Constitution, never understood liberty in the first place. And so this is going to be a dividing issue among the political right in this country, the so-called political right. And said, fine, we'll find out who is resolute and who is not. Anybody who will kowtow to the disarmament fanatics is somebody who you should not support. Whether they're in politics, whether they're in business, you need to, their name should be mud to you.
Talk about your pledge. I agree. We'll talk about a strategy to defeat these enemies, and they are authoritarian enemies, folks. But what is your pledge?
Well, my pledge, this is my personal pledge of resistance against any attempt to disarm us. I say, look, here's the situation. My conscience and the urgency of our current situation compel me to speak out. I, Stuart Rhodes, as an American, as a military veteran, and as a father, pledge the following. I pledge to never disarm, and in particular, to never surrender my military pattern, semi-automatic rifles, and the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition and go with them, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. I also pledge to pass on those military pattern rifles to my children and my children's children, as well as the full-capacity magazines, parts, and ammunition they need to make them run, regardless of what illegitimate action is taken by Congress, the President, or the courts. And then I quote Founding Father Trench Cox about the power of the sword being in the hands of the people. Every terrible implement of the soldier is their birthright. And I say that that power of the sword and those terrible implements of the soldier include their battle rifles, their battle carbines, their M1As, their FNLARs, 1891s, the Garands, AKs, ARs, all the weapons listed as being targeted for Feinstein's so-called assault weapons ban. The whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people.
And remember, they would never say they wanted them, even though they're on record saying they were going to ban them. When we would try to build support, they would go, we'll never take them. That's a conspiracy theory. They use military terminology of we're not assaulting you or like attacking during the Tet holiday. I mean, everything they do is military. These are not just dumb liberals. Stuart, why do they want our guns?
Well, they want us to be defenseless, and their eventual goal is complete disarmament. They will tell you, well, sure, we're not going to disarm you because we're going to take any assault weapons. And the next thing will be, it'll be the scoped bolt action, which they'll call sniper rifles. And the next thing will be, well, those dangerous handguns. You don't need a handgun like that to go duck hunting. And you'll be reduced down to a single shot shotgun or a .22, like in England. And then they'll say, well, we're not disarming you. We're just asking you to keep them down, locked up at the local gun range. You can go ahead and go down there and target practice once in a while, or check one out to go duck hunting. Then you got to return it back to the locked safe at the gun range. And you're still not disarmed.
And then they ban fox hunting, and now they're banning duck hunting. And they're doing it all over the world. Meanwhile, the elites are all exempt from this. We'll be right back to finish up your pledge, and I'm going to pledge with you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15, and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to HotWaterRocket.com. That's HotWaterRocket.com.
All right, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take calls to the balance of transmission interspersed. A lot of other breaking news. While we're busy focused on their attack on our Second Amendment, they're covering up Benghazi, where they admit tens of thousands of missiles, including heat seekers, to shoot down aircraft, shoulder fired, were given to the rebels to be brought into Syria. The rebels are Al-Qaeda. So our government, that's an article we got to do that nobody's done. Our government, the Obama administration, is giving missiles, anti-aircraft guns, military weapons that we can't even get, stuff that'll shoot down, you know, your passenger jets all day long. They're giving them that. They're giving them that. And then covering it up while saying we should turn in our semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. You notice Obama's like, we want to ban the assault weapons, but also handguns, because they do, and that's true, that's actually most of the crime. So see, the assault rifles aren't even used in hardly, I have the FBI statistics here, we're going to go over some of those. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, the irony is not lost on Drudge. British host slams Americans for guns, says we should turn them all in. And it shows a Continental Army person, basically fighting back against the British redcoat. And again, nothing against the British people. I mean, a lot of my ancestors come from there. Paul Watson's a great patriot. Most of the British Parliament was against the war. It's not an anti, you know, British thing. It's just that this guy's a slimy globalist here in our country, telling us that we should turn our guns in, and it's truly disgusting. So that's up at DrudgeReport.com. And we're also making some of our own graphics showing him, you know, basically dressed up like the King of England next to Obama and others. We're going to be putting up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is so important right now, ladies and gentlemen, to understand that this is make it or break it time. You either get really aggressive politically or you lose everything. Because, again, if they just took the guns, yeah, crime rates explode. I'm not going to follow it anyways. I live in Texas. I'm going to defend myself. See, because it's not that I'm living in fear. It feels really good knowing I've got guns in my house and knowing the crime rate is incredibly low where I live, some of the lowest in the country where I live, because of the fact that criminals don't break in your house. And we have the FBI statistics we're going to show on that. But Piers Morgan, and I want to get Stewart's take on that, plays on the general public's ignorance, because there is a perception that crime has gone up. There's one type of crime that has gone way up, petty crime, where they know that the general public doesn't have guns. Your car parked with your purse in the front seat of your stereo, when they see there's nobody there, you leave your garage open, you know, your purse while you're at a restaurant, you go to the bathroom, that stuff's off the chart. Because criminals now are scared. But all other violent crime, home invasions, I've got the statistics here, they are plunging. Now, Stewart, I notice you also pledged to give aid to your friends and neighbors, that you pledged to defend the Republic. Talk more about what you pledge. I'm trying to find it. I just had it here, but we'll put it up on screen. Because I want to pledge with you. I want to say here on air, I think I'm going to make a video about this, that I pledge to never turn in my lawful and legal firearms, that this is all a hoax, and I pledge to expose the illegitimate occupational government we have that openly is becoming a dictatorship. And I pledge my name, my treasure, my honor, my family to it. You know, I've pledged to call for secession to reconstitute the republic, and that got a lot of national attention because I knew this was coming. But I agree, it's time for police, military. You already saw that state judge, which is like the, you know, mayor out in Midland, come out and say that, you know, the county judge, that we know they're coming for the guns, that we ought to find that clip. I mean, people know what's coming, and now it's here. And like you said, they want to just try to slip it in, Stewart, where, oh, it's not an attack, we're just going to take your guns. Oh, look, the Republicans agree, all right. You know, the stores quit selling them, the shows aren't on now, the culture's dirty and bad. They actually said that. Fox has announced they're not going to show Christmas shows that show children in school, just showing children in school. I'm not kidding, folks. That's mainstream news. That's improper now. In fact, I'm going to go out to my truck during the next break and pull that article and actually show people. You can't even show children in school they're pulling shows, because just children in school is too frightening for us. It's this ninnying thing of mind control while the people running this are arming terrorists, murdering people all over the world, spying on us, running the drugs into the country. They're trying to just absolutely put us under mind control. So, Stewart, finish up your pledge, and then let's get into Piers Morgan and then some phone calls.
Read the whole thing or just the highlights?
I mean, just the end part. Read whatever you want. Go ahead. I mean, you got about halfway through it.
Yeah, the whole point of the Second Amendment is to preserve the military capacity of the American people, to preserve the ability of the people who are the militia to provide for their own security as individuals, as neighborhoods, towns, counties, and states during any emergency, man-made or natural, to preserve the military capacity of the American people to resist tyranny and violations of their rights by oath breakers within government, and preserve the military capacity of the people to defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, including those oath-breaking domestic enemies within government. It's not about hunting at its core. The Second Amendment is also not really even about self-defense against private criminals. It's about self-defense against public criminals, against tyrants, usurpers, and foreign invaders. Above all other firearms currently available to the American citizen, modern military pattern semi-automatic rifles provide that military capacity. Protecting and keeping and bearing of such arms of military utility is the heart and soul of the Second Amendment. Thus, any attempt to ban their possession, sale, purchase, or transfer is an attempt to disarm the American people. And that's the biggest point I want to make, is that this is disarmament. You don't wait for them to get to your bolt action or your 22 or your handgun. You stop them when they're trying to take away your battle rifle, because it's the most effective weapon you own right now. And they've been able to freeze our technological capacity for self-defense at like 1934 levels while they've continued to progress with predator drones and everything else. So one thing we should not do is give up the last, you know, mediocre and limited capacity we still have. Our military capacity is supposed to be a lot stronger than this, but we the people have allowed it to atrophy and allowed to wither away. So we cannot back up any further. We must be willing to resolutely stand and say we will not comply. We will nullify as individuals, as communities, as states. We will refuse to obey, and we will resist, including, you know, mutual defense.
Let me just read from The Hill. House Dem, turn in your guns. This is the woman that put TSA on the buses and highways in Houston, sticking hands down pants and searching bags without warrants until the city council stopped her because our listeners went and protested it. This is a pig of a tyrant. Representative Sheila Pig Jackson Lee on Wednesday afternoon, the tyrant, urged people to turn in their guns. Let me just read it without saying that. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, what a shame, on Wednesday afternoon urged people to turn in their guns, arguing it would be an appropriate response to last week's mass shooting in Newtown. Yeah, so the psychopaths can kill us. This is a quote. I would personally just say to those who are listening, maybe you want to turn in your guns. Jackson Lee said on the House floor, oh no, I'm not going to take your guns. See that psyop? But look at what Dick's Sporting Goods did. They wanted to be part of the solution and part of America. Oh, see, if you're part of America, you turn your guns in. Dick's Sporting Goods announced this week that it would stop selling and displaying. And a lot of stores are just pulling guns entirely. Walmart says they may just pull everything. They pulled rifles. Semi-autos. This is unbelievable. That's The Hill. I mean, this is unprecedented how they want to create this illusion that America just decided it was time to turn their guns in, Stuart.
Well, here, that's one half of America. The other half of America is now more resolute than ever. I think the attempt to repeat the assault with ban will have a very different outcome. I think the mindset of gun owners that I know anyway have hardened considerably. The last assault weapons ban was ridiculous. It was insulting. It was a gross violation of our rights. And I think the attitude since then has changed quite a bit. You'll have more resistance. And frankly, I think it'll spark a civil war. I think that when they try to do this, if they're successful, if the mealy mouth Republicans go along with this kind of stuff, they will place us, at April 19th, 1775, that's where we're going to be. And all it will take is the first gun owner who fights back, and it'll kick off, and there'll be a spiral from there. And now, perhaps it's what we want. I don't know.
Sure. I agree with you. I think that they probably do want that, because if you look at all the military training now, civilian inmate labor camps, training to cordon cities, the Army manuals, training to confiscate guns in America, they've trained the military. What I found it's done is actually woken up the military that heard me, you know, 15 years ago on the air and thought, this is extreme. I've talked to so many active duty. They say, no, that's what woke us up, because what we're taught now is what you said would happen. Same thing with police. I do, you know, see more and more of them waking up. They don't care. They just get rid of them and bring in, you know, total authoritarians or people that'll follow orders. But we've seen miscalculations, you know, in the documentaries and congressional hearings on Waco massacre in 93. We know that ATF went to raid. They found a group that was weird, found a group doing some strange stuff. They exaggerated a lot of it, but I'm not defending what the Davidians were doing. They went in, found a multiracial group, called them racist as well, opened fire on them. Davidians fought back. So then they surrounded them, burned them down, said the Davidians did it. But there's footage of the ATF loading their cameras, and it came out in hearings later in their own internal documents, that they were going to go kill those people, call them a cult, and use that as the kickoff of Ruby Ridge 2 to start disarming Americans and just calling everyone a terrorist who wouldn't. But that rollout didn't work, so they kind of went with the McVeigh thing. That didn't work too well, so they went with Muslim terrorists in the next staged event. Now they're going back to patriots doing it. What is it about the globalists? Because they're smart to a point, but a lot of things they do, don't they get that people now know they're staging stuff? Don't they get people now know Sirhan Sirhan was staged in RFK to get the 68 Act passed? Don't they know they're not operating in a vacuum now? Because they've got to know it will cause a civil war, and they've got to know they're going to lose. Your take on that, Stuart?
Well, I mean, their psyops work on a large percentage of the population. You can look at the, you know, more of the mainstream reaction. Of course, that's what they show you on TV. But the psyops, as you've said, don't work on a very significant portion. And that's the freedom movement, which is growing by leaps and bounds. And it's growing within the ranks of the military and police also. The police and rank and file, the military rank and file, no firearms. This is the great weakness, is that these guys understand firearms. They understand what's necessary to save your own life when someone's attacking you. And so they're not going to buy it. Their sellout Perfume Princess, you know, commanders might. You know, the generals who sold out, the state police chiefs and you know, the ones they parade in front of the camera might have sold out, but the rank and file have not. And they understand the reality of violence. They understand the necessity of being armed. And they're not going to buy it. And so now you're going to have a problem. And they think that they're going to go along with it, but I think a large percentage of them will not. There's going to be a division within the ranks. And this only helps us. This actually helps us quite a bit, because all those guys come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and they have an M4 in their closet, a semi-automatic version of what they carried in Iraq and Afghanistan. As far as they're concerned, that's their rifle for their life, you know, forever, to defend themselves. And they're not going to turn them in. And the guys who are still in have the same mindset about their personal weapons. And so they've kind of created their own worst enemy in many ways, which is why they're so afraid of veterans.
Yeah, for those that don't know, sometimes people email me and go, I thought you were making it up when you said veterans were the number one terrorist and that 90% of Homeland Security preparation is to fight veterans. I thought you were making it up that the Explorer Scouts are training to go door to door and take guns. I went and saw it in the New York Times. I went and saw the documents you got. It's true. Yeah, that is crazy that Homeland Security is really for veterans, but it's not when you understand Homeland Security is a foreign occupying force. And that's why I'm telling people, they have looked at the metrics. They know the Liberty Movement is winning. And that's why they've had to steal elections. That's why they've had to claim there's a mandate for socialism. That's actually a desperate attempt to hoax us into their control. And the globalists don't care if cops and police die trying to take our guns. So you need to understand, folks, it looks like a civil war may be what they're planning. And look how right we've been so far. So heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to get in their face and let them know we're not putting up with it. And you've got to melt Republican House phone numbers and tell them, listen, I'm going to campaign against you full time, or I'm going to run against you if you don't stop this traitorous garbage. And where are the Republicans with the FBI crime statistics? I'm going to show those. We'll go to break and come back and take calls. Where are they showing that for 20 years, crime rates, violent crime has been plunging and home invasions have been plunging? And then you can go to the FBI, has interactive maps of every state and every city. And wherever there's gun control is where you have the high crime. I'm going to show people watching on TV some of this, but radio listeners, just go to FBI.gov, type in violent crime statistics. Stuart, talk about that while I show people these documents.
Well, a big point I want to make is that it's, like you said, that these Republicans are not defending you like they should. They should be going on the attack. They should be calling this what it is, a disgusting, blood-dancing manipulation of the population and taking advantage, political advantage, of the tragic death of children. They should be calling this out. But instead, they're going along with it. They're saying, oh, yes, things have changed now. It's like 9/11. Things have changed. We've got to go along with sacrificing our rights because the death of 20 people, you know, 27 people outweighs the rights of all of us and our posterity and our defense against unlimited government. And so we need to call them out. You know, one part of my pledge is that I pledge that I will oppose and purge out of office anybody of any party who votes for this nonsense. I don't care if you're told that the lesser of two evils, from now on the name is mud, you should purge them out. And the only way you're ever going to avoid having to fight another civil war in this country is if you make it very clear that you are no longer going to support oath breakers. If they violate their oath by voting for this nonsense, or otherwise violate their oath, like for the NDAA and things like that, you should not support them. You cannot say you're keeping your oath to defend the Constitution while also voting for an oath-breaking politician. And the reason why you're not defending the Constitution is because when they violate their oath by passing an assault weapons ban, they will compel us to fight. That'll be it. There'll be no more election cycle three or four years down the road to try to fix things by voting in supposed conservatives and then saying, well, we'll get to them later on. This is it, folks. If you don't stand hard now and let them know that you will not support them ever again if they vote for this, they will vote for it because they know you'll vote for them anyway. If you tell the oath breakers we'll vote for you because you're the lesser two evils, why should they not vote for
them? Exactly. And let's be clear. The same Goldman Sachs JP Morgan gang was taking down Europe and others. They're the number one givers to anti-gun stuff. They're financing these Republicans. They're not doing that. They know it's a psyop. They know all this gun turning in business is just meant to be a hyped up deal, but they want to move up the ranks. They want power, just like Boehner is up there saying, okay, we'll accept all of Obama's tax increases because he was put in there as a globalist protege of Newt Gingrich, who wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books calling for world government and implanting you and your family with microchips. I mean, these are authoritarian globalists, and your guns are in their way. And they know the word's getting out that crime's dropping where there's guns. So this is the empire striking back. They are striking back right now against the Republic because at the current growth rate, we're going to beat them very soon. Okay? They know that. They know that. Whether it's liberal women or illegal aliens, they're out getting guns. Everybody wants guns. Everybody gets it. Look at Mexico where they took the guns. Highest crime rate in the world.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivore capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Globalists are shamelessly exploiting this. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to break down the facts of that and Obama's predator drone murdering thousands of children. We're also going to play that clip of that state judge, the county judge, like the county mayor out in, Midland, just saying a few months ago, Obama's going to get reelected. He's going to come for the guns. There's going to be a civil war. Folks, the military prepares now for domestic operations for this. And are ramping up. That's why we're like, wow, they're really going to try this. And it's just incredible. It is absolutely incredible that they want to get this country into a civil war. Stuart Rhodes is our guest. He'll be with us another 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going to take some of your phone calls right now. Sean in Arizona, you're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, look, number one, it's a great pleasure to talk to you again. But concerning the fact that they're going to be taking away a lot of guns from guys, are going to be trying to. One of the primary targets, from what I understand, is going to be guys on a psych list that the military has.
That's right, and they put people on that by the millions. Made up, and they've said they're going to just put you on a list and come take your guns. Then that's going to cause people to fight back. Then you're going to be called terrorist.
The thing is, though, my kid brother is still in, and he's a high-ranking enlisted in the Army. And he has told me emphatically that they, as soon as things go from bad to worse, they've got the UN and NATO forces both posed and ready to move in on this country.
No, that's in NLE 09. That's in the Washington Post. See, people don't get this. It's official they're going to use foreign troops on us. Stuart Rhodes, you've got any comments on that?
Well, that's exactly why one of our top 10 orders we will not obey is any orders to assist in the use of foreign troops on American soil. But frankly, I hope they try it because that'll be the thing that gets most Americans off the fence.
In fact, it was the British bringing in the Germans that finally turned the tide in 1777.
That's correct. The use of the Hessians is what did it. And that happened before. It's one of the reasons why people switched their thinking from reconciliation to independence, because in 1775, before they declared independence, a lot of them were still thinking about reconciling. When they brought the Hessian mercenaries through New Jersey and they raped and pillaged and burned their way through, that's what ticked off a lot of the Americans and said, okay, that's it. We're going to declare independence. And it's going to happen again. I hope they do that. If they're going to use force against us, I hope they bring in foreign troops and UN troops. I really do.
Yeah, that's what they're preparing for, like it's some UN operation. What they don't get is that will be an incredible propaganda defeat for them. But that's what I mean. They're so disconnected and they're so I see all the liberal sites saying, let's bring in UN troops. Let's arrest Alex Jones. I even have quotes today I haven't gotten to. They like fantasize and these Hollywood guys got on MSNBC last week, Harry Belafonte, and said Obama can just be a dictator and arrest the right wingers. I mean, they really are fantasizing about how they're going to come arrest us and put our backs against the walls. What do they think is going to happen once that starts, Stuart? We're just going to sit there and bend over?
They think so, and they think the military and police are going to go along with it. They're full of hubris. They're full of false pride, and they don't understand their own vulnerability.
What does your brother say, caller? Is he going to go along with this?
You got to be joking me. He and most of his unit are well awake now, thanks to you. And, of course, when my wife turned me on to you about 4 years ago, and
tell you what, stay there. This is exciting. Next hour coming up, I want to hear more from you. Don't hang up. Stay with us. We're making history.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, we had Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina on yesterday, and he said the government is a tyranny. He said the president is a war criminal. That's how you got to talk, the truth. More and more guests I have on. Larry Pratt didn't used to call the president a would-be dictator and a communist. It's what it is, okay? I mean, look, only admitting the truth is going to get us out of this. Look, you think I like being at the very front of the spear on this? Well, I kind of do, but I don't mind. I don't want to die, but whatever happens, happens. And that's why I understand Stuart Rhodes. It's not macho up here saying, you know, he pledges to resist these people. It's just what we got to do. I mean, look, I'll be honest. If it was a boss hog corruption, I would resist it, but I wouldn't be ready to die. These globalists are nasty folks. They want to put us in re-education camps. I've talked to all the insiders. They make public statements. It's law now. Well, you may have a law saying you're going to put me in a FEMA camp. I'm not going along with it. I want to go to your calls and shut up. Stuart Rhodes actually with us at the bottom of the hour. He wants to talk about solutions of how to counter this. But let's get to some of these calls right now. The solution is get involved in Oath Keepers. The solution is Operation Sleeping Giant. We're going to talk about it. Sean in Arizona, finish up with the unit you're saying that your brother's in, saying they're waking up. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, there's about 200 in that unit. He said about 150 of them are well awake now, thanks to you and a couple of others. And they are very grateful for your show and those others.
Well, they may not be here forever, so people better get this information, check it out for themselves, and prepare to be info warriors in their own sectors. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they are in that area where they're at. I won't mention that, but... They're very much info warriors, and where they're at, they also send the information back home to their different areas.
Well, that's the key, is to savage the enemy every minute we've still got the internet, like it's not going to be there tomorrow. Stuart Rhodes, you have any comments to this fella?
Well, no, just keep doing what you're doing. And what he said is mirrors what I've heard across the board also, is that in many military units, they're having these discussions. They're paying attention, and this is the great victory we have in the internet. The freedom of speech on the internet and on radio is what's turning the tide, and the powers that be know that, and it's turning the tide in the ranks. But I would just encourage people to really focus. The Liberty Movement needs to focus on the guys with the guns. It is so incredibly important, you might not get a chance to vote for Rand Paul in 2016. Stop looking only at politics. Focus on the guys with the guns. I just urge you. I don't care if you do it through Oath Keepers or how you do it. Hand out DVDs, turn them on to your radio show, whatever it takes, wake them up. If you want to help us, that's what we're trying to do. We got a concert coming up on January 18th outside of Fort Hood, a free concert for the troops. You want to help us? Come to Oath Keepers, look up libertytour.org, and help us get that concert going. Help us put up billboards, but go out there and talk to the troops, pass out.
That's right. You're having to put billboards up because now the Army War College is taking in data saying the next war is with the Tea Party. That's treason, folks. We got to put billboards up out front, all those bases, with InfoWar. They're using Psy War with disinformation against the troops. We've got the truth, which trumps them every time.
Absolutely. Put a billboard up that says the NDAA is treason. This is one of our billboards. Put up a billboard that says the assault weapons ban is treason. Any attempt to disarm the American people is treason.
What's happened with your first billboards going up?
We had them outside of Fort Leavenworth and Fort Riley. So they're there. And the main point is the troops see them. And they can't do anything about that. How are they going to stop that? They can't stop it. So, folks, go get a billboard.
Exactly. Folks, a few thousand bucks, huge billboard outside the base. Savage the enemy. Engage them. They are attacking us with dead children right now, saying we did it. Okay? You got to get back with the truth and hammer them hard, or they're going to win. They are, to use military terminology, because that's what this is, we are being overrun right now. Okay? We have been winning the hearts and minds, but the enemy, the empire, has just struck back. God bless you, caller. Appreciate the call. Stuart, do you agree this is the major enemy strike back?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is one of them. What they've done is they've put the infrastructure in place.
Stay there.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com, or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping, who's watching out for intruders and spooks? Check out SimpliSafe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. SimpliSafe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. SimpliSafe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take this system with you wherever you go. SimpliSafe will stand guard protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Go to GetSimpliSafe.com. That's GetSimpliSafe.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and this isn't radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is war against tyranny. They declared war on us. I've sat here and chronicled the crimes of these sicko globalist, anti-human, abortion-loving, world government-pushing trash, jacking our food, our water, breaking down our society, trying to disarm us. They've already bankrupted the country by design, steering us right off a cliff. And I declare war on these people. I declare info war on them. And if you will simply start attacking them, you need to realize this. This is like putting crosshairs on somebody and pulling the trigger politically when you expose they're a bunch of zombies, vampires, using dead children to take our guns. When they're a bunch of warmongering criminals like Obama. Walter Jones, congressman, said he's guilty of war crimes yesterday on this show. He is, under law, funding Al-Qaeda. Hey, Obama, you going to cry for all the Mexican kids killed by Fast and Furious? You did as a false flag to blame the Second Amendment? Get back in their dirty face. Get back in their face and stop being cowards. Oh, they may put me on a list. They may come get me. Folks, if you give in to that fear, it's over. I'm all in. I'm with Stuart Rhodes. I will never submit to the New World Order. I will never go along with them. I stand against them no matter what happens. And they can kill us individually. They can politically destroy us. They can assassinate our character, but it's still a fraud. God knows who you really are. And they can kill your body, but they can't kill your soul. And they can't kill your ideas, like V says, after they just spread him with bullets. And he's got the bad guy, the dictator. He's got him right there. And he says, flesh and blood can die, but ideas are bulletproof. And that's when you really start living, is when you step across from the fear and step into an idea. That's what life's all really about. These globalists are the scum of the earth. And they are scared of you. You have power. They tell you you don't have power all day. They're trying to break your will. I want to jam in a bunch of calls. And in the final segment with Stuart, he's got some ideas to counter this and turn this around. We're going to put out here as well. But I want to play this clip of Tom Head out in, what is it, Midland, one of the most populous cities out in West Texas, who said a few months before the election, he said, look, they're going to probably put Obama in. He's going to come for the guns and try to bring the UN in. That's an oversimplification. But and people are going to resist. There's going to be a civil war. I need deputies to stand up against the UN-occupied federal government. And, folks, that's because that's a big city out there, a good-sized town. That's because they're telling them this. That's why the police are on tape on the TV show nodding their heads with them. Yes. Yes, that's right. Because, folks, as crazy as it sounds, the globalists really think they're going to take over America, bankrupt things, and put us in re-education camps. Like Harry Belafonte said last week on Al Sharpton's show on MSNBC. And you're like, well, that'll never happen here. Really? Obama healthcare will never happen here? 53 million abortions will never happen here? It's all the NSA never spying on you without warrants here? The TSA never be on highway checkpoints. Now training the police, they're allowed to go in your body in a non-emergency situation, just as a routine traffic stop. Now the state police of Texas are starting this because the feds told them they could do it. I mean, it's we're already in the tyranny, but there's still the old republic left, vestigial parts of it. We can reignite those and restore the republic. Here's that quick clip.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. And we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. Mm-hmm. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if mm-hmm. the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, are you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped,
all right, that's enough.
Seasoned.
He goes on to say that he wants a tax increase to create a larger county militia. He should just call out a posse and train them. That'd be free, basically. The local restaurants would provide all the food and stuff. And prepare. And people go, well, that's crazy. No, that's America. What sounds crazy because we've been domesticated is America. We should be forming counties and cities saying, we don't care if you announce we're under world government. We're not going along with this. Okay? It's now time to say the people are awakening, or it's all the way. Stuart Rhodes comments to this, then we're going to go back to calls.
Well, and he's right. And the thing that you can always point to is, look, as you were saying earlier, you know, the NSA is spying on Americans. That is not something that's you know, only a future possibility. Obama does have a kill list of American citizens he's going to kill. He has already killed American citizens. He has claimed the right to kill American citizens. They've claimed the right to apply the laws of war to you, not just through the NDAA, but even before that, they've done this. And so these are things that are not conspiracy theory. I mean, this is why I founded Oath Keepers. I realized how close we were to going down the same path as Nazi Germany, and we're on it. And they've gotten rid of, they've pretty much gutted the rest of the Bill of Rights. The Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments are, for all intents and purposes, dead. And what's left is simply to disarm you and then go ahead and use the infrastructure they've already created, that they've made very plain. It's right there in your face, in the law, right there in the executive orders, admitted in court, things that they've already done. And so now they're just, you know, this is the next step, is to disarm you. If you let them disarm you, you should have fought back. You should have resisted during the Bush years when the neocons were gutting the Bill of Rights in the name of the war on terror. But you didn't stand up then. So now you're going to have to stand up when they're coming for your guns. If that's what it takes, like I said last week, if that's what it takes, then bring it on. If this is what it takes to wake up conservatives to finally purge out the oath breakers within their own party. This was so disgusting about it. It's like, you saw what happened at the RNC. I was there. It was like watching a Nuremberg rally. They're cheering for John McCain, a friggin' traitor to the Constitution, who wrote the detention provisions of the NDAA. The man should be hanging from a noose after being tried and convicted of treason and being executed. That's what he deserves. But instead, he gets a standing ovation from Republicans. And so it's disgusting that they have let the Constitution be destroyed so much that the last thing that's left, the last impediment to total tyranny, is still the Second Amendment. And so now, are they going to fight for it? We'll see. The Republicans in Congress, I don't think they will, unless you hold their feet to the fire and make it clear that you're going to purge them out. But I'm not even sure. It might be too late for that. They might still go ahead and go along with it because you have voted for them in the past. This is why I'm so upset with people who are otherwise good Americans who continued to vote for oath breakers because they were afraid. As you said earlier, you cannot let fear drive you. And if you're someone like my friend Sheriff Mack, unfortunately, who voted for Romney and supported Romney out of fear of Obama, that's the reason why we're in the situation where we are now, where we may have to fight. Because people let their fear drive them into violating their principles and voting for oath-breaking Republicans who are now in office, still sitting there, reelected, who are going to go along with this crap. So we have to stop that. That's our last possible chance, is to purge the oath-breakers out of office from both sides, Republicans and Democrats. Purge them out. This is what Jefferson and Madison did back in 1798 against the Alien Sedition Act.
I agree. We do not have a garden variety corruption either. We have the nastiest, dehumanizing, eugenics-based system, folks. These are people that want world government to kill you. And I saw a YouTube comment today. I meant to print it, but only printed part of it. Guys, can you go find this and expand the comment so I get the full comment? Because these, here, I'll give it to you. Because these comments aren't indicative of what the what Democrats say to me. And they say, you're crazy, we're going to take your guns and put you in a forced labor camp and we're going to kill you because you're a bad right-winger, when I'm just a constitutionalist. I'm beyond their left-right garbage. And they say, well, yeah, we're taking your guns because you're a right-winger. But you're a kook thinking we want to take your guns. It's like these collectivists can't even think, Stuart. They're really bizarre people. Let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Says he spoke with a congressman, has something he wants to tell us. Then Mark and Alex and Kent and others. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thanks, Alex, for taking the call. I'd just like to get Stewart's take on this. I just called my congressman, Jason Chavis, talked to one of his aides, and you expose tyranny, new world order. You tell him about the $60 billion bill on Sandy and the $13, $15 billion is pork barrel projects, and on and on and on, and the guns and the tyranny. And the aides are like, well, I'll pass the comments on to them. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, listen, calling them isn't bad. It's better to write them a letter. It's also better to go when they go to these public speaking events, like at the grocery store or the church, to go and call them out. Remember at the original Ron Paul Tea Parties before the Republicans took them over and gelded them? People went and shouted Republicans and Democrats down. That's what we need. Is that, see, Republicans came in, took it over, you never saw that again. We need the Tea Party to go in and get in the face physically. Listen, I've stormed the Texas Capitol twice. And they didn't arrest me because they knew I legally was able to go in there with 500 people or whatever and get in their face. And if they would have arrested me, that would have given it all the attention. Still got the attention. So I stormed it twice. I went down to the federal building. And people are so cowardly, they go, there's no way he went in the federal building and told them that he was allowed to film them and don't, you know, how dare them. I mean, people are so cowardly, they think, like, the Texas Capitol footage is fake or... And it's not that I'm even some tough guy. We've got to get back in their face and tell them they're wrong or they're going to dominate us and convert fully to tyranny. I do this because I'm afraid of them winning, because the real danger is in submitting. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, sure. You got to get in the face of the anti-gunners, but also you need to get in the face of the so-called Republican allies of the Second Amendment and make it very clear to them that we do consider this disarmament, and they vote for it, they're done. When you have to pound it into their heads, and you should confront them. The best way to confront them is in a public forum. Put pressure on them. Bring 20, 30 people with you, because they perceive that as their vote. That's all they care about is their own political skin. Most of them have no integrity left at all. And the only way you're going to get through to them is make them fear for their political future.
We're going to skip this network break here. I'm just making that announcement because it's so important to go back to calls. Folks, you have to let them know. By the way, I know you think I'm stupid, and you think by incremental steps you're going to get our guns. I'm going to do whatever it takes, investigating your finances as a citizen journalist, you name it, until we bring you down. Is that clear, scum? And believe me, it gets their attention. They suddenly look at you and start sweating when they know you can see them. It's time to let them know, listen, would-be dictator, I see you. Do you got it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. But you know, like I said, you need to put pressure on them. I wouldn't bother calling. I mean, if you want to call, all you got to say is let him know that he votes for this, he's done. That's all you got to do. Don't try to change their minds. Don't write long, eloquent dissertations. Just tell them, you vote for that, you're done.
And by the way, you're a former staffer of Ron Paul on the Hill, so you know what you're talking about. You're a constitutional lawyer and veteran and founder of Oath Keepers, I should add, for listeners that just tuned in. With Stuart Rhodes, our guest. I've skipped this break so I can take some of the final calls and let Stuart get into some solutions. Then we'll have a jam-packed 30 minutes on this issue after it. But, folks, everything hinges on the guns. If they can get away with this, and they're already getting away with Butcher and the rest of the Bill of Rights, they're going to take us into hot tyranny. The infrastructure is built. They admit it. Okay? They get those guns. We are overrun, and it's just going to get worse and worse. Alex in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to be with both of you gentlemen. Just a couple of questions with regards to Michael Harris, who's a reporter for Veterans Today, is coming out and saying that this is a cover-up for what would look like a Israel retaliation against the United States. Once his video went out, or the interview, international interview went out, he's being backed by military members. Veterans Today has received overwhelming responses. One three-star general quoted as saying, Harris hit the nail on the head, and just wondered if you
sure,
had...
Sure, is that the three-star general by name?
It does not, and I've been looking...
Let me just say something. That's a great-sounding website and a great name. I mean, it's a world-class URL, and I didn't really even follow it, and I've seen some interesting reports from them. Like a month ago, I'm like, hey, get those guys on. They're like, this guy's saying you're an operative on here. And I was like, eh. So, I mean, things have been said about me on there that I know aren't true. So, look, when you always hear, and I'm not talking about his site, but others or whoever, I think it's a he runs it. I don't have time to even keep track of all this stuff. There's that EU site where it's like Russian generals say, or this or that says, it's always unnamed. And I know it's fun to blame Israel for everything, and I've come on air and said the Israeli lobby, by and large, is supporting gun control here, which I think's out of control because our government helps arm Israelis with free M16s if they want them, and M16s in the schools. So I think it's effective to go to Schumer and Feinstein and Bloomberg and other, you know, Israeli operatives. I mean, they are Israeli operatives, and say, look, you want our tax money so Israelis can have guns. Use that on them. That's really effective. So, again, there's this culture started where you can say Israelis, you know, blew up the moon, and it must be true. And if you say it isn't, you're pro-Israel. I'm a big critic of some of the things Israel does, but there's also a lot of stuff, and I think it's a tactic done by some, where so much ridiculous stuff is said about Israel that then all the real stuff going on never gets looked at. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, I'm not really an authority on those issues. So I'd rather pass.
Exactly. It all becomes a diversion. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm fighting the Federal Reserve and I want to get rid of it. People say, how dare you cover up for the Jewish Federal Reserve? And I'm like, look, whatever the Federal Reserve is, let's just get rid of it. Shut up, traitor. You know, well, hey, okay. Let's not have war in Syria. How dare you be a traitor for Israel? And I'm like, no, I'm against war in Syria. Shut up, traitor. Look, Hal Turner was FBI. I knew that. It came out he was. This is an important area to cover. But see, because it's only in certain quarters of the internet, people think that that's really a discussion that even matters. And to radio listeners, they have no idea what we're even talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say that one thing I will say is that, look, you know, there are plenty of Gentile, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, oath-breaking traitors in Congress and in the banking system. In the
United exactly.
States, banking. So I think it's ridiculous to say it's, you know, we have to focus on one race. It's
exactly. It becomes a giant cop-out where no one involved in corruption can ever be confronted because, well, we all know the only evil in this world is, you know, a certain group, which is a giant cop-out. I'm sick of it. It's just, but as long as you're bashing Jews, it's supposedly okay internet etiquette to make up anything you want about anybody. You know, I mean, they say I'm Jewish and work for Israel. I'm not, but okay, I'm Jewish. Okay, what are you going to do? Come shoot me in the head?
Yeah, I get the same thing. Actually, I'm part Mexican. So they want to hate me for my race. They can hate me for that, I guess. I'm not Jewish. I'm part Mexican and Irish and Scottish and English.
But listen, notice we're here talking about how executive orders to take our guns, and I'm not bashing the caller. It's just that the legitimate criticism of the Israel lobby, a large part of it, is that it's lobbying to get our guns so that it can politically control the United States. So is the military-industrial complex. So are some of the other big lobbies. Let's get in these lobbies' faces. They're trying to take down the NRA as one of our most important lobbies.
Well, the NRA is helping them, though. Look at the NRA's done recently. Nothing. They did nothing on Friday, nothing over the weekend. They've said nothing in defense of the Bill of Rights. You know, I think they're... I don't know, the paper tigers.
No, that's what Gun Owners of America has been forced to say. He's tried to be classy about it, but we're going to have to continue with you, Stuart, because I want to get to your solutions, but we got diverted off into, Israel did this. Is there anything Israel didn't do? Like, if I fall on a banana peel tonight, again, I'm just sick of the mental illness of it. You know, just everything of, this the Jews did and that the Jews did. It just becomes, yeah. I mean, these people act like Jews are like omnipresent, you know, Gandalf the wizard can do anything they want. I mean, it's just so annoying. I'm sorry.
Take responsibility for your failure to guard your own constitution. You can't just blame it on a foreign country. And I understand their arguments about the influence of a foreign country and dual loyalties and all that. And I agree, it's a problem. But they're long
and
before.
We cover it, and the anti-Israel crowd never recognizes, and they lie, they twist, they make up things, they edit things, and then say it's proof. And so all I'm saying is Israel's got some big problems, but the people attacking Israel are a bunch of liars. I've just never seen more deceptive scum. That's my point. Let's go ahead and take another call. And I'm not talking about even the guy with that other website. I'm talking about generally. Let's talk to Mark on gun control history. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. It's great to talk to George Washington and modern-day Israel Bizzle. So I've been studying a little bit about gun control, and as you guys know, it's not about guns. It's about control. So if you go back and study history, you'll learn that in the 12th century, Pope Innocent II actually banned crossbows, which was relatively new weapon, which was able to pierce the armor of the soldiers, and that obviously threatened the power monopoly of the state. You can look at Japan in 1876, the Hattori Edict. They actually banned swords. People who weren't in the military couldn't have swords in public, or else they would be confiscated. So it just goes to show that whatever means of defense that people have against the tyranny is going to try to take.
Absolutely, and you've got all these snot-nosed idiots running around, but we'll cover it after the break. Let me just read it now. I appreciate your call. Great point. We're going to do a final segment, a few minutes with Stuart plugging some solutions, then I'm going to get to some other special reports we need to hit and more phone calls. But this is R-A-L-V-M-K on a video I had posted about how they're coming for our guns. And see, now they're not denying they're coming for them. They go, yeah, you bet we're coming for them. The gun rights gang insists that it's not about guns. It's about not letting crazy people have guns. I agree, and I'd like to propose that crazy should be defined to include anyone who fetishizes guns. No, we fetishize tyrants that want to take us over. We're obsessed with knowing the history of it. Stockpiles ammunition is obsessed with being disarmed. Black UN helicopters and the coming apocalypse. This guy is one of the first ones who should be disarmed, talking about me, before he blows a gasket and starts firing from a water tower somewhere, like one of your Prozac heads. Now, again, this is the standard deal. They're now, you bet, you guys are, see, the collectivists want our money, and they want our energy. And it always ends with productive citizens in a forced labor camp with pot-bellied collectivists standing over us with machine guns. They are the ones that fetishize the guns. They are my guns. I got piles of them. I hardly even have time to get them out. I don't fetishize them. I've been shooting them since I was 4 years old, buddy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to be able to produce boiling hot water anytime, anywhere with absolutely no power whatsoever, then this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. There's a brand new Self-Reliance product available that makes producing piping hot water in any emergency fast and easy. Introducing the Hot Water Rocket from Solutions from Science. The Hot Water Rocket is lightweight, extremely durable, and generates boiling hot water using only the sun. Simply add water and place outside. Whether you're in the aftermath of a hurricane and have lost your power, hunting in a remote area, or hiking on one of your favorite trails, the Hot Water Rocket will be one of the most important pieces of survival equipment you'll ever own. Order now, and you'll also receive our two hard-hitting reports, Peak Water, Why Clean Water Could Soon Be As Valuable As Oil, and 77 Items That Disappear From Store Shelves in a Crisis, a $50 value free with your order. The Hot Water Rocket makes an ideal Christmas present and is now cyber-priced at one-half off while supplies last. For piping hot water whenever you need it, go to hotwaterrocket.com. That's hotwaterrocket.com.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Ben Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, cold, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com and like us on Facebook.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
See my friends coming, riding many a mile. Friends, you get some silver.
It is bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. We're finding more and more videos of parents of the children laughing and giggling and looking excited and then saying off camera, do I read off the card? And then walking up and breaking down on camera on TV. We need to have private investigators look into Sandy Hook. Okay. Hitler blew up his own Capitol building to bring in martial law. Europe, Australia, and New Zealand banned most guns after staging mass shootings. The evidence later came out. This thing looks really, really bad. I'm getting more information on this and going to look at playing that video before this hour ends. Now, we have the other incredible video. I can describe it for radio listeners. Female U.S. cop caught on tape giving two women body cavity searches during routine traffic stop and using the same gloves on both. Well, why not? TSA does. But this is in the pants in, hey, let's go in the back. All right, let's go in the front. And the state police say this is their new policy. They've been TSA trained and that they may, they say, be prepared. And so the DPS director is being sued over this, but they say, we're going to do it. And that now, routinely, when you're pulled over, they will give you a proctology exam, basically. They will not just go in your pants. They will go in your body. And if you don't like it, you'll go to jail as a terrorist. If you resist, you'll be killed. So that's the new America. I got a bunch more calls here, and Stuart Rhodes. By the way, I've now got the text of Biden and Obama, and they are going to create a task force working with governors and members of Congress, and that it will be delivered in 1 month, just when they get ready to bring the new session of Congress in, to Obama, and then he will take action. And what is Reuters and Bloomberg saying? It will be executive order. So he'll say, I talked to the Council of Governors, which are little minions of FEMA, and I've talked to the Rural Council, which is minions of FEMA, not the real legislatures, not the people, plus the Constitution. You'd have to amend it. So this gives them dictatorial cover. They always do this. Oh, Hitler had a region of governors that would sign off on what he did as well. He had courts that would sign off. So it's rubber stamps now. I don't need Congress. I have some governors I talk to. And the word is from Reuters, it will be that they can just put anybody on a no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury, not even any mental background. Just you don't own guns, Rahm Emanuel promised. And then expanding on that, they will then ban the sale of semi-autos, which you already see being done by the companies that Congress says is doing the right thing, implying the guns are dirty, they did it. And so they're just creating a mass hoax. And this new task force will, it's the new gun federal task force, and it will work with locals to implement whatever the task force says. And Obama will follow it. So it's like, I'm a dictator, but I do what NATO says. Congress, you don't give me authority to attack. NATO does. Obama, I'm not a dictator, but whatever the task force tells me, I'll then use the dictatorial power of the presidency to do. Folks, if you studied history, this is incredible. Stalin had a rubber stamp Duma that would certify. Hitler had it. The greatest mass murderer in history. Mao Zedong had one of these. Cuba has one of these. I mean, wow, they are really just going back to good old-fashioned rubber-stamp Politburos, creating their own new task force and saying, so the general dumbed-down public goes, well, the task force said, I don't matter if Congress ain't for it. The task force said, the TSA says, they train the Texas police. They're allowed to stick their fingers in you now. I mean, they said so, Stuart Rhodes. You're a constitutional lawyer. Ain't that all right, Stuart?
Well, the answer to this is nullification. The answer is in your local communities and your towns, your counties, and your states, you must nullify. And states are already doing that. We've seen nullification bills in Michigan, Texas, Virginia, Arizona, across the board against the NDAA. We're going to see them against this kind of nonsense also. And so you hold your sheriff's feet to the fire. You make sure he's a constitutional sheriff. If he's not, you root him out of office no matter what party he's in. Even if he's a good old boy Republican, he goes down the road and replace him with somebody who will obey his oath. That's ground zero. And you got somebody who will stand up for your rights. And then you back him up with a posse. And even better, you back him up with a county militia. And that is where your focus of resistance needs to be, is in your local community and your state. You must nullify. And at the same time, you must sweep out of office every oath breaker who's in office. Scorched earth policy. They violate their oath, they're gone. And you tell them, I don't care if the Democrat wins, you're gone. You violated your oath. It doesn't make a difference what party you're in. This is the response that Madison and Jefferson urged on the American people back in 1798 in response to the Alien Sedition Act, which were also a gross violation of the Constitution. They didn't go hat in hand to the Supreme Court and ask the court to defend the Constitution. They knew the presidency was already corrupt, the Adams administration. They knew Congress was overrun with Federalists. So what did they do? They went to the legislatures of the states and said, you must nullify or we create a new party and purge the Federalists out of office. And that's what they did. They purged them out. We must do the same thing, a two-prong attack. Nullify while you...
That's right. And everything legal and lawful, but aggressive as possible.
Yeah.
Now we need to go and bullhorn congressmen's houses. We need to bullhorn their events. We need to put private investigators on them because they're all committing crimes. Any gun grabber out there is a mafia trash. And folks, you get stuff loaded on YouTube. Just destroy them. Just absolute war with these people. I'm telling you, folks, I have fought the globalist. Instantly you go put a camera on them, they're committing crimes. Okay, I mean, it's just, oh, paying people off in a hallway. Oh, with a mistress. We need to get in the mafia's face and go, listen, dirtbags, you pulled on the wrong tiger's tail. You got that, Mac? This isn't some third world country you're going to roll in and just kill everybody like you've done everywhere. I know you think we're all a bunch of jellyfish. We're not, scum. We see you. We know what you are. You're degenerate filth. And it is time to get aggressive with them. Aggressive. Folks, are they have always hated America. Okay. Stuart, you talked about as a journalist, researcher, constitutional lawyer, taught history at Yale, somebody who's, been there on the front lines of this. You talk about the infrastructure. For those that don't know, this is a secret arrest, mass takeover infrastructure. And people go, well, that's scary. I better not do anything. No. You better do something because it's such an evil infrastructure. That's because they want to use it on us. We just use the fact that they're so evil against them. They can't get away with this. Historically, if you attack a would-be authoritarian takeover before it fully launches, it's kind of like how they have space-based weapons, to use a military analogy, that particle beam a rocket when it's on the ground. This thing is fueled. They're firing up. They're getting ready to launch it. We have got to maximum firepower politically blow that three-stage rocket up on the launch pad. But we've got to fire now, Stuart.
Absolutely. And a big part of it is also not waiting for the politicians to defend your rights or defend your person, but to take personal responsibility. And then that means in your local communities, going to your sheriff and saying, we want you to deputize teachers. We want you to deputize retired police officers, put them in the schools. We want you to train the teachers. But even more basic than that, you go do it. That's why we put out a call out for our membership to step up and volunteer to teach teachers and school staff how to shoot, how to defend themselves with knives, with blunt objects, with pepper spray, with guns, whatever they need to, and provide that training. And we're getting a great response from teachers across the country who want to be trained. And so you step up in your local community and you solve the problem. The problem that existed in the Newtown, Connecticut school was a victim disarmament zone of no one being able to actually resist and fight back against an armed intruder. So you solve that problem in your community. You arm your teachers, you arm your veterans, you arm your volunteers to go into the schools and be there to be the reaction force. They're the first responders. The police are second responders. By the time they get there, the fight's over, almost always. And so the teachers need to be armed and trained. Do it. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Don't wait for politicians to say it's okay. You just go do it.
But I'll tell you the way. I'll tell you the way to absolutely checkmate them, because they act like, you know, under federal law, nobody can be armed at schools. No, you just go to your good sheriffs. It'll be a huge news issue when they do it. And I'll guarantee you, you can come up with a school fund, just like police are guarding movie theaters for, you know, $15 an hour. You can guarantee get folks to volunteer, but that's an auxiliary. You can definitely get retired police, you name it, or other people, or veterans, whatever. So we know they've, you know, got, and they can even do what they want to their background, all that stuff, and then have them there as the auxiliary security force, just like you have, you know, the old veteran helping the kids at the crosswalk. And I like what Jesse Ventura says. You just have them there in like a jumpsuit or whatever. And, you know, they can just be the, you could tell the kids, or they could be just custodians that are there with a fanny pack, you know, with a handgun in it. But again, that's almost giving into the hysteria. I mean, you've had school shootings on average, maybe 30 kids a year, 88 total mass shootings, most of them gang related. One of these things only happens four or five, you know, every 4 or 5 years. It really is a hoax. I mean, it's a real crisis for those 20 dead kids. But, again, you've heard my analogy, Stuart.
But it puts the focus on an actual solution to the problem they've created. They've created the problem by disarming people. And so the solution is to arm them. And it's very easy, like you just said, it's very easy for a retired cop who's already gone through background checks, already had training, et cetera, to step up and say, I volunteer. And our members are willing to do that. We're going to have retired police officers and oath keepers who are going to go volunteer.
And by the way, don't let them be involved in searching lockers and harassing people and, you know, pregnancy tests or whatever. Just there for the, you know, one in a million mass shooting.
That's it. They're there as a last resort to defend the people against violence. That's it. But even better than that, train the teachers. Train the teachers and the staff.
Well, why is Israel, having M16s in lockers in every classroom for, the one in a million when the Palestinians have gone in and killed kids? I mean, imagine if Israel said, the answer is Israelis, turn in all your guns. Everyone would laugh at that. I think this is a key truth weapon against their lies to point out why does taxpayer money go to arm the Israelis in their schools, but then that same federal government wants our guns, Stuart.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's hypocrisy. And, you know, but still, the main thing is to take back responsibility at the local level. However you do it, through the sheriff's department, through veterans, through police officers who are retired, through the teachers, whatever works in your community, you solve the problem there locally. That's how you counter the propaganda coming from D.C. that you must be disarmed. You can say, look, we took care of it. It's taken care of. It's done. There's no more shooting going to happen here. Like that one school district in Texas has been doing it since 2007. They have armed teachers. No one knows who's armed. They're all concealed. They don't know. No one knows.
And by the way, the feds keep saying it's illegal. It's lawful because it's going on. And now Rick Perry, I got to give Rick Perry credit. He's been an evil globalist in the past, but he may have changed his stripes. He says arm all the teachers.
Well, here's a sad problem. A lot of conservatives, the only part of the Constitution they still have a real devotion to is the Second Amendment. They've been so brainwashed by the neocons that they've, you know, kind of forgotten all about the rest of it, but they still care about that. That's just the reality. We got to deal with it. We try to get them back into the fold about caring about all of the Bill of Rights. But hey, let's take advantage of the situation in some ways to at least get them to be resolute about this. And if we're going to have a fight, let it come now over the Second Amendment so we can get it over with.
Stuart, talk about any other solutions you've got.
Well, I think the most important thing, like I said, is to reach out to the guys with the guns. I know it's like a broken record, but the Liberty Movement really needs to focus on the guys with the guns, especially the military. That's the most critical population because, you know, we are at the crossroads where we're either going to have to fight another revolution or we have a very limited window of opportunity to roll things back peacefully by purging out the oath breakers. And that's the other big thing. You've got to get rid of this idea that you're going to support lesser two evils. You got to stop doing that. It's like taking a reduced dose of poison over and over again. You're still going to die. So you got to stop doing that. But to buy you more time, focus on the guys with the guns. That will cause strategic doubt in the minds of the elites about whether or not they can get away with trying to pull the plug finally. You want to make them worry about it, worry about whether they'll be resisted by their own ranks, and that buys us more time to purge them out. Everybody who's in current political power is only this generation. They're not permanent. You can get rid of them. You can purge them out if you're willing to have the moral courage to do it in politics. It will take time, though. So to buy more time, focus on the guys with the guns, make sure they understand what's right and wrong so that you cause that hesitancy in the power elites and buys you more time to get rid of them. That's your only chance. That and getting ready for the worst case scenario, which means you better be strengthened as an individual, as a community. Your veterans should be woken up in your community. They should be getting themselves prepared for the worst case scenarios and nullify in your local communities and the states.
Stuart, I want to get this message across to everybody right now. Authoritarian foreign banks have taken over. They're running psyops. They probably even staged this event in Sandy Hook. You better grow up, folks. I'm sorry, the mainline neocon talk show hosts are going to sell you down the river. Okay? I'm risking my life, so is Stuart, to bring you this information. Because we realize what we're facing. And the fact that we're still able to operate and expose these globalists is key. We're going to break in 2 minutes, Stuart. I'm going to let you take us out to break. And I'm going to come back and play some video clips. But I'm going to let you have the floor in the last minute and a half. You take us out to break, Stuart.
Well, like I said before, the main thing is folks have got to stand up. Do not let them intimidate you. Don't let them con you and trick you into apologizing for the murder of children you had nothing to do with. You have no cause for apologizing. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's the victim disarmament freaks who have insisted on leaving those children defenseless who owe everybody else an apology. It is their psychosis and their fear of firearms that has made them, has driven them to create victim disarmament zones where it's like, you know, a bait for a coyote or a bait for wolves, and it draws mass shooters. Put it back on them and their own personal responsibility. And also make it very clear that you will not disarm. Decide right now that you will never disarm, that you will pass on your firearms to your children, and that you as an American have drawn that line in the sand. You know, at least be resolute about that. And let's get past worrying about what Congress does. Let them know that no matter what they do, you will not comply. And that's it. And the other big one is you've got to purge out the politicians. If you let politicians continue to be reelected because you're afraid of the opposing party, if you Republicans continue to vote for oath-breaking traitors like John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Romney, then you will compel us to fight.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
About the TSA, they are now certifying security guards, school guards, police, and saying there's no more Fourth Amendment because we waved a federal magic wand. Congress has been told by the TSA they're above the law. And now the Texas State Police, I've got, this is in Fox News, AP, Reuters, Daily Mail, you name it, are being sued because they're defending police now, saying we pull you over for a taillight. This is a routine traffic stop. We pull you over for anything. We will go inside your body. And let me tell you, that is scary. I've never been scared of the police, and I'm scared of being raped now in the name of finding the drugs the government ships in, of course. And I guess it's just like the Texas Youth Commission. I mean, these people have just taken over. I mean, this country is just, it's just disintegrating. But again, you've got people out in Midland that know what's going on about the New World Order. This country is so demonic. I mean, we think killing 53 million babies in abortion is okay. So if we can rationalize that, why not have them pull your wife over? And these are attractive women too. I've noticed with the TSA. I'm going to play the video and I'll describe it audio wise for radio listeners. Here it is. Squad car video. Attractive blonde. Wearing tight pants. Grabs the breast. Looking for government products. Rubs the belly. As her bend over, goes in her and puts her finger inside of her. I'm not going to say it on air. That's not enough. Make sure. Okay, now let's go vaginal. Okay, I mean, with force, boom, and the same glove. She goes over to the other woman. Let's make sure that there's not drugs inside your female sexual organ. Okay, there you go. Attractive blonde.
Hold your car real quick.
Let's get the other woman out here.
One of these two folks here.
Same gloves.
That's a
sensor line. This is all, the state police say, yep. Okay, let's bring the next woman over. Okay.
Okay, going back over there.
Same thing. Goes to the breast. See if there's any government products. Oh, and now we're going into, I mean, wow, man. Man, I mean, I don't know, a woman on earth wouldn't punch you in the face doing that to her. I mean, man. Girl, women don't like things too rough, I have to tell you. And boy, this lady, though, she looks like she might have worked on some cattle before, palpating them. Pretty rough. Okay, that's enough. This country's so gone. I mean, whoa. I mean, that video's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to play a clip from a CNN press conference with Robbie Parker. And people that have seen this video, for radio, it doesn't really translate. We're putting it up at Infowars.com. Right now, Aaron Dykes is posting it. I had this hours ago. I've just been so busy, I haven't got to it yet. We're going to play it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And I've seen this before, and he's laughing. It looks really, you know, excited. And then says, do I read off the card? And then he walks up like he's an actor and then breaks down on camera. I mean, it's like, oh, I read this card. Okay. I mean, it's like, whoa. And maybe under the stress, that's just what happened. And then maybe being in front of the camera. Maybe it's, I mean, folks, we got to get private investigators up to Sandy Hook right now. Because I'm telling you, this stinks to highest heaven.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalist on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. Infowarsstore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas, ProPure. Go to Infowarsstore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is a press conference with the anti-gunners on CNN from days ago. Huffington Post, we just come to our attention. Robbie Parker recalls six-year-old daughter, Newtown shooting victim, Emily Parker. And, you know, I can see being under, you know, a lot of stress and laughing and giggling. Well, actually, I couldn't if I just lost my daughter. But whatever, some people do that. Sometimes I smile if something is uncomfortable. It's like, yeah. But what I don't get is, do I read off the card? So it shows some scripting there. Let's go to this video and audio. Fighting back tears and struggling to catch his breath. That's not what I was really seeing on the video at first. That's after he gets up there. A father of six-year-old gunned down in the school shooting in Connecticut told the World Saturday about a little girl who loved to draw and was always smiling, and he also reserved surprising words for sympathy for the gunman. So maybe he's just a really loving guy. The issue is, on 9/11, there were all these clear actors. And this whole actor thing goes too far. People say everything's an actor now, but on 9/11, oh, the fires, you know, caused it to fall symmetrically and into its own footprint, and like on every channel at the same time, and they announced Building 7 fell before it fell with a scripted deal on CNN and two BBC channels. I mean, you know it's when that happened, but we need to investigate this because Rob Dew did a great report last night where there are all these news reports where, no, I saw another guy in camo, with a bag, a guy with a mask. They put him in the police car. They won't say who he was. They won't talk about it. All these clips of witnesses seeing it and people inside saying two gunmen. It's one thing to get confused. It's another thing entirely. Well, let's just go to this video, and I'll be describing it for audio listeners on radio. Here it is.
Robbie Parker, I assume he's going to come back to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there, and they're getting ready to make to come to the microphone, so we'll listen in.
Okay. unbelievable. Back that up, please. I mean, the guy looks like, he does look like a soap opera actor. Handsome guy. He has a very suave walk. But I mean, you know, perhaps that's how you handle it when you're really nervous, but that is a smile of absolute satisfaction. And these other people, this is weird.
He's going to come back to the microphones now and make a statement. Looks like the family is there and they're getting ready to make, to come to the microphone. So we'll listen in.
So he's really smiling and looks happy, and all of a sudden, suddenly, it looks totally fake. I mean, he may be a good-looking guy, but he's not a good actor. I mean, what the? And let me tell you something. My four-year-old, and I've got a little sweetie pie about, like, this poor little girl. I don't know what's, I don't know what planet I'm living on at this point. This video is unbelievable. We're just going to post the video and let you decide what you think. And he needs to, I mean, maybe he should explain it to us. We need to analyze all these videos now. Heaven help us, ladies and gentlemen, heaven help us. I've never seen anything like that. Because he exudes, maybe they put him on pills or something. That's the only thing that could describe this. You know, after you lose your daughter, they put you on some antidepressants or something. But I thought those take a month to kick in. I mean, it's like a look of absolute satisfaction, like he's about to accept an Oscar. And he's smiling and just, oh, this is, and all of a sudden, and it just looks totally, let me ask you guys, does that look fake to you? Or, yeah, totally fake. John Bowne, you want to talk on air? We never do this. I don't know if you're punched up.
Yeah, that's an actor. He is reacting to what he's supposed to do. That's what an actor does.
So it's his daughter. He probably really is sad. I think that probably explains it. But because there's another tape I was seeing. I mean, is that the same clip I saw where he says, do I read the card? Or is that what he says? Yeah. There's bad audio.
It's hard to make out off camera. Somebody says, yes, you do. He says, do I read the card? Yes, you do. Okay. And then he goes into his act. That's what it looks like. Now, if that was my daughter, my eyes would be so red from crying for so long. I'd be so angry. I'd be angry at the cameras even looking at me.
Exactly. I mean, I probably would have already kicked him out. I mean, oh, my gosh. Will our condolences go out to him?